Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. They will fight until complete victory. That's what a top Iranian military spokesman is saying about his country's armed forces as the war with Israel and the U.S. drags on. Israel has stepped up its attacks on Tehran as the Iranians target Tel Aviv.
A missile slammed into a street in central Tel Aviv as Iran kept up its offensive, even as U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States was in talks with the Islamic Republic to end the war.
One warhead of a missile that exploded in the middle of the road. It's exploded above cars.
Police Superintendent Fadida Yaniv.
We estimate it's something like 100 kilograms of warhead that exploded in this incident.
No one was seriously hurt. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Mark Wayne Mullen has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Homeland Security, may be sworn in today.
The Senate voted mostly along party lines, confirming Mullen 54-45. President Trump selected the Republican senator from Oklahoma to take over the department after firing Secretary Kristi Noem. Mullen takes over the department during a difficult time. Democrats are demanding changes in the department's immigration operation, which has created a budget battle leading to long lines at U.S. airports. Greg Clugston, Washington.
No injuries in a massive oil refinery explosion and fire in Port Arthur, Texas. Fire is now out. Shelter-in-place order for area residents has been lifted. The lead federal investigator says there's lots of debris to be examined. The scene of Sunday's deadly crash at New York's LaGuardia Airport. A jet collided with a fire truck on a runway, killing the plane's pilot and co-pilot. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 285. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The University of Maryland, Baltimore County has removed the school's head softball coach and her assistant coach husband amid allegations of inappropriate conduct. According to a report in the Baltimore Sun, Angie and Rick Nicholson were fired Sunday evening. The parents of some softball players claim that Rick Nicholson brushed the chest of two players while swatting away insects. When one of the players objected to the actions, Nicholson allegedly threatened to cut her from the team. There has been no comment from UMBC or the Nicholsons. And a suspect has been found not guilty of murder in a deadly mass shooting in East Baltimore. 44-year-old Eric Kibler was convicted on firearm charges, but a jury deadlocked on two counts of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Kibler and other members of the Thunder Guards Motorcycle Club were gathered at their clubhouse on North Spring Street when 36-year-old Anthony Martin was shot and killed, and seven other people were injured, allegedly over a parking dispute. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast coming up next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
For Stein on Sports, I'm Maggie Hunter reporting. The Orioles and Nationals wrapped up spring training with a matchup in the district. Baltimore beat Washington 2-0 in the final game for both teams before opening day. Chris Bassett picked up the win for the O's, while Holden Powell got the loss for the Nets. WCBM News Time 9:05. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are slowly warming back up. Lots of sunshine headed our way today with highs in the low 50s. Increasing clouds tonight, but lows falling back into the chilly mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
37 degrees in Westminster, 39 in Easton, and 38 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Man, oh man, we got a lot to talk about. Of course, still surrounding the airport situation. And I say situation because multiple things going on, right? The latest updates out of LaGuardia. Of course, we had the crash. We learned a bit more about what happened on Sunday night. Remember, it happened around 11:40 p.m. But at LaGuardia Airport, you had a plane landing from Canada onto the runway and ended up hitting a fire truck that was crossing the runway at the same time. And I finally got to see the video, and I don't know if you did as well, but we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about TSA agents. A lot of people wondering if it's time to privatize our TSA agents. Apparently some airports already do it. We'll get into, some of the comments on that, but it also goes into the question of the day. And since we're here, I might as well give it to you right now. If you go to WCBM.com, we try to do a question of the day every day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And if you have the app, it's easy to take the poll question of the app as well, because all you have to do is click the poll button, P-O-L-L, and then it'll drop down for you. And it's a very, very simple question, and it's, would you feel safe flying if TSA agents were private contractors rather than government employees? Let me know. Let me know how you feel about that, because there are many people discussing this. And when I just talked to Sean Casey about it on Casey and Company, you know, every time there's a government shutdown, of course, we see often where TSA agents are affected. Right. Even now, you got the Coast Guard affected. You know, is it time to privatize TSA? You know, does that make more sense? Would you feel safe on that? Anyways, go ahead and take the poll question. It's a yes or no question, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and then we'll get into the results throughout the show. But I do wonder how you feel about that, because I used to think about this previously. Obviously, a lot of people talked about this after 9/11, so we'll have that discussion. We will also talk about ICE agents. And, you know, as we saw yesterday, lots of ICE agents in many airports across the country. And I will say, Democrats aren't so happy because turns out it worked out well. It worked out well. ICE agents did exactly what they were sent there to do, and that is to make sure that the lines kept moving, and, you know, they got people in and out, and the delays weren't quite like they were on Sunday or even Saturday. Of course, you still have TSA agents calling out because they have not been paid. And look, I don't, agree with the whole calling out thing, but I understand it. I totally understand it. I will say, though, remember when people were not coming to work during the COVID pandemic? Do you guys remember that? There were a lot of people, airport employees, TSA agents, federal government workers at airports that did not come to work. And then President Trump ended up giving them back pay. And I want to go back. I'm going to Google it in a little bit. But I feel like there was a bonus given out to those that were showing up. Do you remember that, Brian, the producer? Do you remember any of that? No? All right. I will Google that during the commercial break because I could have sworn that happened. And so for me, if I'm looking at the situation, I would say, you know what? I'm going to show up with bells on in hopes that, you know, the fact that I'm here, I might get rewarded for being here, for doing my job. Also, I want to talk about the trial here for the shooting in Rogers Forge. If you guys recall, and I was on the campaign trail at the time, but there was a father that was dropping his kids off at daycare and living in the Rogers Forge area. He wasn't too far from the daycare center. So he gets back into his driveway after dropping his kids off. And then there was an attempted carjacking that turned into an attempted murder. So we're going to talk a little bit about that because those two individuals are now in court and the judge is trying to decide what should be considered evidence. Now, I didn't think it would be this hard to, you know, figure that out if, you know, with the judge on the case, but apparently it is. So we're going to talk about this, and I just want to, you know, reiterate, even at that time, we talked about it just a bit, that father. Really, truly, it's a miracle that he's alive. If you recall, he was in the hospital for a very long time after that shooting, and they did not think he was going to make it. And, you know, what a blessing that he did. But hopefully, and I was hoping that they would throw the book at these guys, considering all that transpired afterwards. But anyways, we'll talk about that in the next hour. Also, the meeting in Hagerstown. You know, Governor Westmore continues to rule like a king. And even though you got many Democrats, they want to host all these No Kings rallies. And they want to talk about President Trump, right? They want to talk about Republicans. But Governor Westmore quite literally runs the state of Maryland like a king. You know, whether it's meat out, right? He's telling people, oh, you shouldn't be eating meat. And then the next day he's grilling on his grill, you know, 8, 10 hamburgers, right? Didn't care at all. Then, you know, on top of this, yesterday in Hagerstown, where there's supposed to be this ICE facility and detention center, and just so you know, in Washington County there, the commissioners, everyone voted for this ICE facility to come to town. They're saying it's going to bring jobs, it's going to bring opportunities, and they are just fine with it. And then also, the federal government apparently is willing to dish out $100 million to put this detention center in Washington County. Purchasing a warehouse and you know so much and doing so much there, you know, with the property. Anyways, of course, in Washington County, which is, you know, somewhat purple, a little more red than purple. But in Washington County, they voted, they decided that they did want this detention center and facility in their area. But of course, you have AG Anthony Brown, you know, his entire job in his mind, even though he's the attorney general, he has been just suing the Trump administration. The same thing we saw with Brian Frosch. It's the same thing. It's like basically you voted for the same guy. Now, of course, you probably didn't vote for him and I didn't vote for him. But, you know, Democrats that go out there, they vote for, you know, our attorney general to have more focus on the president than anything else, which is bizarre. Well, anyways, they don't want it to open, obviously, in Washington County. And I say they, and I mean these Democrats like AG Anthony Brown, like Governor Westmore, and all those that are trying to, you know, thumb their nose up at President Trump and the administration and ICE in general. Well, you know, he has this town hall, like this little town hall meeting yesterday. And wouldn't you know it, the protesters that are actually siding with Governor Westmore, they were outside on the streets, and apparently they actually live in the area. They're very upset because King Westmore would not allow them to come inside the room to hear at least what was going on during this roundtable. Apparently, it's invite only, and there was top security. Meanwhile, these are people that agree with him. It's not like he would have been heckled. I mean, they would have came in and said, oh, can I take a picture? Oh, my gosh, you're my favorite governor ever. You know, they would have been glazing him. But they weren't allowed in. It's invite only. All right? You got to be on the king's list, don't you know? Well, anyways, we're going to talk about that. Also, Congresswoman Nancy Mace made an announcement. Well, we were expecting the announcement, but she officially made the announcement yesterday. We'll get into that. And there was another facility visit in Baltimore, the ICE facility. Now, remember the last time the Democrats, the delegation showed up to this Baltimore ICE facility, there weren't any detainees, there weren't any illegal immigrants, there was absolutely no one being processed when they showed up. But of course, we were all laughing because, you know, here you've got all these members of Congress and senators as well. And it seemed that their staffers didn't do any due diligence to find out whether or not there were even any detainees there. So there weren't any there at that time. Well, wouldn't you know it, Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith, she went back to the Baltimore ICE facility yesterday. So we're going to talk about what she found when she arrived. We'll do that at 11 o'clock hour. Let's get right into what happened there at LaGuardia Airport. Again, condolences. Heart goes out to all those involved. Right now, the death toll stands at the two pilots that were killed, a pilot and a co-pilot. One, Mr. Forrest, has been identified by his family already. I don't know if you guys seen the pictures online. They're still waiting. We're still waiting to hear about the other pilot as well. But it's a very sad situation. As I mentioned, you had a plane coming in from Air Canada, and it hits a fire truck that is trying to cross the tarmac at the same time as this plane landing. Now, this report from CBS, I thought it was a pretty good breakdown, and you can actually hear some of the sound from the traffic tower. Take a listen.
And that wasn't good to watch.
Yeah, I know I was here. I tried to reach out to my stuff, and we were dealing with an emergency earlier, and I messed up.
No, man, you did the best you could.
One of the things the National Transportation Safety Board is going to want to try to understand here was controller workload, because what we hear on the air traffic control audio mainly is one voice, one controller who appears to be handling everything that's going on the ground at LaGuardia. And as that Air Canada flight was coming in to land on runway 4, on the other runway, a United flight has aborted its takeoff. They received a warning light in the cockpit as they were starting their takeoff roll. They hit the brakes. They come off the runway. They radio that they had this issue, and now there is an odor in the cabin. The United captain declares an emergency because the odor in the cabin, flight attendants were starting to complain it was making them sick. You hear the fire truck asked to clear runway 4.
Truck 1 Company, cross 4 at Delta.
They get permission to drive across the runway.
4 at Delta.
Seconds later, the controller realizes his mistake and tries to stop it.
Stop, 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 truck 1, stop, stop, stop. Stop, truck 1, stop. Stop, truck one, stop.
After this accident, you continue to hear that same controller directing planes to gates. The airport is closed, trying to get airplanes off the tarmac. For a considerable amount of time, it's just this one voice.
Delta 2603, go around. Runway heading 2000.
You even hear him tell a Frontier pilot that he messed up.
Frontier 4195, I got the word that we're going to be closed for a little while. If you want to prepare to return to the ramp, let me know.
Yeah, we got stuff in progress for that, man. That wasn't good to watch.
Yeah, I know I was here. I tried to reach out to my stuff, and we were dealing with an emergency earlier, and I messed up.
No, man, you did the best you could.
One of the questions from the NTSB will be, was he doing the job of one person, two people? Should there have been more people in that tower? Was staffing where it needed to be? Air traffic control staffing and workload was a factor in the DCA mid-air collision. It is something the NTSB has focused on over the last 14, 15 months, something that it looks like they're going to be having to consider again in yet another tragedy.
All right. Again, that was CBS News. And if you could imagine, they've got lots of reporters there on the ground. Now, we were sitting here yesterday. We were told that the LaGuardia Airport would open up at 2 p.m. I did make a note here. The airport did reopen. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy gave them the go-ahead at 3:30 p.m. yesterday. And that's why I made that video. You might have saw it on WCBM's Facebook page and on my X feed. You know, I said, look, if you're traveling to the Northeast, especially with everything going on with the TSA agents, and of course that crash, I was like, you might want to try again tomorrow. I mean, because you could see it was a nightmare. There were many people that were speaking to reporters that were just at BWI yesterday. I did want to note, and you guys, look, I'm biased. I'm so biased. BWI is my favorite airport, and I go in and out of airports all over the country, and often, BWI is my favorite airport, and it's wild. Some people think of like Baltimore, and you're like, oh, Baltimore. They have the best people working there, customer service wise, you know, top notch. You get in and out of the lines, clear. They're doing a great job. I love BWI. And so I'm happy to report that BWI, even though they had some issues on Sunday night because TSA agents and those are not showing up, but I will say that they got everything in order and they got everything back on track. And their BWI actually did not receive ICE agents yesterday. Now, I don't know if they're going to receive any today or even at a further notice, but I do have the list here of where ICE agents were on the scene yesterday. Illinois, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia. We talked about that one yesterday. Houston, Texas, JFK there in New York. They had ICE agents. LaGuardia also had ICE agents, even though they were closed for most of the day. You had, Louisiana. You have Puerto Rico, New Jersey, the EWR airport in New Jersey, Philadelphia, and then Phoenix, Arizona, and Pittsburgh. You also had ICE agents, and then Florida's RSW. Which one is RSW in Florida? Oh, man, now it's escaping me. Obviously not Tampa, not Orlando, not Fort Lauderdale, not Miami. RSW. Now I got to look it up. Now that's going to bother me. All right. All right. So that's where you had ICE agents everywhere yesterday. And I, like I said, I noted not at BWI, but BWI had a handle. They had a handle on the traffic. Okay. If you go to BWI and you say, you know, Kim Klasick raves about you guys. I do. There's sometimes people will purchase my tickets for me, you know, to go to like these different events. And sometimes they'll come back with DCA and I'm like, no, I can't. I don't want to sound like a diva. I'm not asking for a private plane, okay? Well, I can't do DCA. I cannot do it. Oh, they're the opposite of BWI. Oh, I can't do it. Coming in and leaving. If you travel and you use DCA, right, the Reagan National Airport, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. All right. Anyways, I just wanted to kind of note that, like I said, we're getting more information about what happened there at LaGuardia. They are going to ask these questions. Obviously, NTSB is on top of it. They're going to do their investigation. But I will be keeping my eye on it because I would like to know, you know, because you heard that gentleman. He was on the radio the entire time. He was talking directly to the pilots. He was speaking directly to the people, you know, in the first responders in the fire trucks. He was the one speaking to everybody. Is that normal? Is that an average day? LaGuardia has a lot of traffic. I can't imagine this one guy is handling so much there on that runway. But anyways, they're going to do the investigation and we shall see. Because that might be an issue. You know, are there more people? Because, you know, usually they're there, but they called out because they're not receiving their pay. That could have also been an issue. And if that's the case, again, the figures would point back at the Democrats for holding up the pay. And so, look, obviously the gentleman there, he said, I messed up. He's taking accountability for, you know, having that truck cross. He did try to stop them. Just didn't work out. It's a tragic accident. You know, I feel as though that there's more to the story that we just don't know yet. So I'll keep my eye on that. Also, coming up next, I do want to get into some of the comments made in regards to what's going on at the airports from Senator Cory Booker and also TMZ. Yeah, TMZ has entered the chat. All right. So we'll talk about those comments. And then also, as far as TSA agents being privately contracted, I think that we could see this coming up here soon. So we'll talk about that and so much more. Come up next real quick. Did you know Town Appliance and Owings Mills is the best place for offering anything you want or need in appliances? Their showroom is so big, it's filled with so many different appliances you can only imagine. From basic all you need to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. And of course, they have 70 brands to choose from. And in my experience with Mayor, he is absolutely wonderful. So helpful and happy to answer any questions you may have, whether you're browsing or buying. And guess what? Right now, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary event, along with flexible financing options. It's a great time to stop in. And if you want, and I suggest that you do, check out their website, townappliance.com, and look for their banner, their anniversary banner right at the top there for a giveaway. It's a beautiful coffee machine, and good luck to you.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, I did a Google search. RSW, that is Fort Myers, Florida. And it makes sense that I was not familiar because I've never floated to Fort Myers, Florida. Never done it. Florida really is one of the best states in the country. Like, when you think about it, it really is one of the best states. I was just thinking, even during the break there, PBI, the Palm Beach Airport, it's so small. It's so, you know, it's just a tiny little airport. It gets a decent amount of traffic, but they get people in and out of there. I mean, I've been dropped off, like, quite literally, not even 25 minutes before my flight, and I still make it just fine. That's how small Palm Beach Airport is. Anyways. I just wanted to make sure that I gave you that update there. So that's Fort Myers Airport. They also had ICE agents there yesterday. I did want to mention Senator Cory Booker. Of course, he was at the New Jersey airport. And he was, you know, standing there and did a whole press conference. And here he is saying, we've got to make sure that these TSA agents are funded. We don't want ICE agents here. And so he's all upset. And we talked about how, you know, yesterday this could be a possibility. You could see senators out there very upset that hate ICE agents. And he's one of them. So he gets up there and he's screaming how we have to fund TSA agents. Do you know how Senator Cory Booker voted for government funding? Do you know what he did? He voted against funding the TSA agents, against paying our Coast Guard. He voted against it. Yet here he is having a press conference like he has no involvement. It doesn't shock me anymore. And then you've got the guys over at TMZ. They did a whole thing. I was gonna upload the audio, but I was like, you know what? It's not even necessary. These guys are such a joke. TMZ, of course, they did a video. They have it posted on their socials if you want to take a look at it. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, first they acknowledge that Democrats voted against giving paychecks to those federal workers. And then they go back around and they say, well, this is also on the Republicans because, you know, they do have the majority. So he goes, they should do something to compromise. They should work with Democrats because they're the ones that really have the majority. So a lot of this is also on the Republicans. That's what he said. I was like, dude, this is like, it, no matter what it is, Democrats will blame Republicans. Meanwhile, we have nothing to do with this. And let's be honest, the reason why we have ICE agents out and available and doing all that they do today is because of the drama and the mess and the ridiculousness from the Joe Biden administration. Now, President Trump, just so you guys know, he did mention possibly sending the National Guard to some of these airports if things don't get any better and if Democrats don't get their act together and, you know, actually pay our workers. So we'll see what happens there. Speaking of President Trump, real quick, we get back. I just, you know, he was in Graceland yesterday, And at first, I saw all these pictures and posts coming from Stephen Miller. You know, he's there in the administration, close advisor to Trump. And I see Stephen Miller posting all these photos, and it's like all these guitars and all this other stuff. At first, I had no idea where he was. And then I see where Fox News, you know, starts posting all these clips of President Trump in Graceland. And I was like, wait a minute, what? So I forgot he was in Memphis, Tennessee yesterday. But I just wanted to play for you just the audio of Trump there because, you know, this guy, he's content without trying to be content. It's just Trump. It's just so Trump. But then we also will get into whether or not TSA agents should be privatized, whether or not it's time to contract them. Now, of course, they'll be contracted by the federal government. But like the question of the day, you can go to WCBM.com. I want to know, will you feel safe if TSA was privatized? Will you feel safe? Do you even feel safe now? That's also a question. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They will fight until complete victory. That's what a top Iranian military spokesman says about his country's armed forces as the war with Israel and the U.S. drags on. Israel has stepped up its attacks on Tehran as the Iranians target Tel Aviv. Mark Wayne Mullen has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Homeland Security. He may be sworn in later today. No injuries in a massive oil refinery explosion and fire in Port Arthur, Texas. The fire is out. A shelter-in-place order for area residents has since been lifted. The lead federal investigator says there is a lot of debris to be examined. The scene of Sunday's deadly crash at New York's LaGuardia Airport. A jet collided with a fire truck on a runway. The plane's pilot, as well as a co-pilot, were both killed. More details at SRNNews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. I'm going to give you a short list of behaviors, and then you tell me what's wrong with them. Get married before you have children and try to stay married for their sake. Get the education you need to be employed and then work hard to keep your job. Go the extra mile for your employer. Be a patriot, ready to serve your country. Be neighborly, civic-minded, and charitable. Avoid bad language, especially in public. Be respectful of authority and abstain from substance abuse and crime. Credit for compiling that list goes to Professor Amy Wax of the University of Pennsylvania Law School. So what's wrong with those behaviors? They're nothing more than a list of behavioral norms that were universally endorsed from the mid-1940s to the mid-1960s, the era of the baby boom generation. And therein lies the problem. The way baby boomers were raised is no longer politically correct. Standards based on Judeo-Christian principles and practiced successfully are no longer wanted, and America is paying the price. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Top overall seed UConn breezed to its 52nd straight victory, routing ninth-seeded Syracuse 98-45 to reach the Sweet 16 in the women's NCAA tournament. Hazy Fudd scored 34 points.
I felt like I reached flow state for a second. My teammates were just finding me.
Hannah Hidalgo's near triple-double helped sixth-seeded Notre Dame upset third-seeded Ohio State. 10th-seeded Virginia became the first four team to reach the Sweet 16. NBA, no Cade Cunningham, no problem for the Pistons in a 113-110 win over the Lakers behind a career-best 30-point night from Danis Jenkins. WNBA players unanimously approved a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. And NFL, the Seahawks are making Jackson Smith and Jigba the highest-paid wide receiver on a 4-year, $168.8 million extension. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shariah Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shariah Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shariah Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shariah Youssefi. Treasurer, Andrew Hoybach.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are off to a cold start, so be prepared for some slick spots from that refreeze. Mostly sunny as we head throughout the day today with highs in the chilly upper 30s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the upper 20s, but come Wednesday, a warm-up gets underway. We are looking forward to high temperatures back in the low 50s for the middle part of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
Citizens are rightly concerned by the lack of financial oversight in Maryland. The money governments use comes from the taxpayers. Every level of government, local, state, and federal, needs independent oversight to provide accountability for the use of public funds. Yet, Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, and Kathy Klausmeier continue to fight for limitations on the independence of inspector generals. The Maryland General Assembly refuses to authorize an empowered inspector general to review Baltimore County's school spending. This is wrong. Taxpayers deserve accountability and independent oversight. The Democrats are wrong in their approach to transparency, and this needs to change now. Government works best when it's accountable, transparent, and mindful that taxpayers provide the money to operate. This is a message the Democrats refuse to learn, and it is a disservice to Maryland.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me. Not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, if you jumped off the live and jumped right into the show, thank you so much. Don't forget, you can find us on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, you name it, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Kim Klasick Live, and I appreciate you guys joining us on WCBM 680 every weekday. You know, it's interesting because I was listening during the break there, Duncan Nino Mangione's Mangione Minute. I love the fact that he calls out the interim county executive, Kathy Klausmeier. And I say this because, you know, if you listen to the show, you guys know how much I'm not a fan, right? I call her Kathy, doesn't want to work Klausmeier. And, you know, you don't usually hear people calling her out, even on the Republican side of the aisle. Have you guys noticed that? You know, it's like, you know, Kathy's so nice. Everybody's like, well, she's just a sweetheart. She's so nice. You know, I don't need nice, okay? I'm not looking for nice. You know what I mean? I don't want somebody's nice grandmother as the county executive. I need somebody to get the job done. And I do. Like I said, I appreciate Doug and Nino Mangione calling her out to get involved and roll her sleeves up and get, you know, on the job. Because, you know, and just so you guys know, it's nothing personal. I don't know Kathy Klausmeier. Okay, it's nothing personal. It just grates my nerves because if you recall, we had so many people that stepped forward to take on the position of interim county executive as after Johnny O went to Congress. And you even had people like Brochin, remember Jim Brochin step forward, and others that could handle the job, that would be front and center, and that would do something productive. And yet here she was, saying, oh, yeah, I should go to the seat, and da-da-da-da-da. And everybody's like, well, we know Kathy, and she's so sweet. Remember, and Marty, if you're listening to the show, because you were calling it out, too. You had so many Republicans saying how great she was. And then she gets in the job, and she's even refusing to do interviews. Like, you can't even do an interview? And she doesn't even do interviews with, like, friendly people. Like, of course she's not going to come on WCBM, but she doesn't even sit down with people that are fans of hers. Like, she does absolutely nothing. Then, on top of it, I told you guys, she has a spokesperson, right? Seems like a nice guy. Don't know him personally. But I know that he moved here from, I think it was Memphis. So you got a decent salary there, my guy. Let's be honest. So you got a spokesperson. You're not doing any interviews. You're paying them with a taxpayer dollars, and they're not doing any interviews either? Why the hell are we paying for a spokesperson? Why are we paying for a county executive? That's what it just really gets to me, because it's like it's a total waste of money. Kathy doesn't want to work Klausmeier. Her entire office, in my view, and yes, I hope you're listening, you are a waste of taxpayer money. None of you do anything. I've called over there before. Remember I called over there after the whole thing with the juveniles at Towson Mall? They didn't even know what happened. It was 48 hours later. It was all over the news. All these headlines. And I was like, hey, I just want to call Just want to see if Kathy's going to say anything. Just want to see if you guys are going to do anything about it. Anybody going to get involved? And you know what the receptionist told me? Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I have to check it out. What? It's the number one story. It's down the street from your office. The county executive office is right by Towson Town Center. It's literally three blocks away. You didn't hear about this? Oh, my God. So they're wasting money. They're a waste of space. And, yes, I'm talking about everybody. Because you guys, if for some reason, you can't get your act together. And, yeah, I'm a Baltimore County resident. So, yes, it is my tax dollars. It's so stupid that she's sitting in that seat. So, anyways, as I was saying, I appreciate Delegate Mangione for calling her out. And to all the Republicans that don't call her out because you think she's so nice and so sweet, just so you know, there are a lot of residents that feel just like I do. And they want you to call her out. Because this is ridiculous. You had all that go down at White Marsh Mall. Did we get a statement from Kathy Klausmeier? Nope. Did we hear from her spokesperson? Nope. We heard from David Marks, and then Carl Jackson wrote something on Facebook about meeting with the police chief. That's it. That is it. You had over 200 juveniles descend on White Marsh Mall. This has happened at the Avenue. You've got people that don't even want to go to the Avenue, even when it's nice out, myself included. Because I got a 9-year-old daughter to think about. Anyways, sorry to get, I get so upset about it, but it's upsetting. It is upsetting because there were a lot of people that could have been the interim county executive that would have done a much better job. And we're stuck with her. We're stuck with Kathy, doesn't want to work Klausmeier. And if somebody could call her and let her know, I know she's on her walk right now, right? Doesn't she do a 3-hour walk every morning? Tell her to turn on WCBM 680 in her headphones. Because I've had enough. I've had enough. We're going to get into the Rogers Forge trial. Remember that shooting that happened? The poor father almost lost his life trying to take his kids to daycare in the morning. We'll get to that here soon. I just wanted to kind of follow up. I know I told you guys that I would play some sound. I will just a little bit about President Trump at Graceland. But I did want to follow up because the Associated Press kind of goes with the question of the day. They were talking about whether or not it's time to have TSA agents privatized. And believe it or not, you may have visited airports and you probably may have not known that TSA is privatized. Okay? And we'll take a listen and we'll talk about it.
Would you feel safe at the airport if TSA agents were contractors instead of federal employees? It's already happening in places such as San Francisco International Airport. TSA Screening Partnership Program allows airports to use private security companies chosen by the federal government to run checkpoints while TSA retains authority over procedures. Along with SFO, other participating airports include Kansas City International Airport, Atlantic City International Airport, and Orlando Sanford International Airport. The TSA's union opposes the private model because it weakens the accountability of aviation security, which was one of the reasons Congress chose to federalize airport screening after the September 11th attacks.
Private firms are obviously motivated by profit, and this is something where profit has to come secondary to safety and ensuring passengers are thoroughly and consistently screened.
The union also warned that private companies could face pressure to cut costs in ways that affect training, staffing levels, and employee benefits. But the agency says the private security screeners must meet the same security background checks and the same medical requirements as prospective federal security screeners.
All right, and that was the Associated Press, and that's, goes to the question of the day, by the way. If you haven't been at WCBM.com, please go on over there. Would you feel safe flying if TSA agents were private contractors rather than government employees? Okay, now the question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's a yes or no question. I just want to know your thoughts on it. As they mentioned the Associated Press there, again, there are some airports that are privatized. There are some, you might not even know. You might not even realize it. Now, of course, there are some of the smaller ones. But that's the whole thing. Would you feel safe flying if TSA agents were with private contractors? Would you think that there would be any difference? Do you think that, because again, and then the contractors would be contracted by the federal government. So I would think that you could still put some of these safeguards in place. But I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Got a caller here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good. Yeah, I want to make a comment. Something I learned about with the TSA and how they're funded. Are you aware that prior to the 9/11 attack, the TSA workers were funded by the airlines themselves and not the federal government?
Yeah, and I think that's what Associated Press, that's what they had in their article there.
Yeah.
Does that concern you with ticket prices and things if they did go back to privatize?
No. A friend of mine and I were discussing it. If we took the amount the federal government has allocated for TSA and divided it by the number of U.S. airline patrons, it would amount to about $15 per ticket.
Okay.
So that would be nice also to help reduce our deficit, let the airlines pay. They're busy raising bag fees anyway. They can certainly pay for the TSA like they used to. And the standards would be set by the government and the contractors approved by the federal government, but the airlines would pay the bill.
Right. So you would feel, obviously the question of the day, so you would feel safe with the TSA agents under a private contractor?
Yeah, I guess I felt safe before 9/11.
Yeah. A lot of people did. And then 9/11 kind of changed a lot of things. Well,
yeah.
Jim, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, and look, some people could be concerned, right? Because obviously 9/11, tragic. The security wasn't where it was. But I would think even now, after 9/11, those that would be contracted by the government, I would think that there would still be some safeguards in place to make sure that another 9/11 doesn't happen, right? That it doesn't happen. I'm going to go to the text line and read some of your text messages. If you want to weigh in on this, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. I've got a note here from Obi. He says, air traffic control is not actually affected by the shutdown. That was the November shutdown when the entire government was not getting paid. Air traffic control falls under the Department of Transportation, and they have been funded since December. So Obi's talking about whether or not that air traffic controller, the fact that the gentleman that was trying to navigate the Air Canada plane onto the tarmac, and then also these, and if you guys saw the video, it wasn't just one fire engine coming across the runway, by the way. There was a whole procession. You saw, fire engines, you saw police cars. Those all stopped, by the way. But that very first fire engine up front, I guess, did not, whether they didn't hear the air traffic controller, whether they could not stop in time, because I don't know. Obviously, you can't stop a fire engine on a dime, maybe they thought they could make it through. I don't know. We got to wait for the investigation. Obi, I appreciate you sending that note over. For me, I just like, wow, this guy is doing a lot. He's doing a lot of heavy lifting all by himself. I just can't imagine that that's how we usually have things set up, but I mean, I guess it's a possibility. And if that's the case, how do we change that? How do we change that? Now, just so you guys know, also, there were lots, we talked about that yesterday. I think 32 people have been released already from the hospital that were on that Air Canada flight. And then did you hear about the flight attendant, Brian, the producer? So the flight attendant, and this was my question yesterday, because I saw where, obviously the whole bottom fell out where you have the cockpit and everything. But right behind that, you have the flight attendant that's usually in that jump seat. Well, apparently she was in that jump seat and was ejected 300 feet out of the plane and only has a broken leg. Talk about having an angel by your side. My goodness. So she was ejected, has a broken leg. Her daughter was doing interviews yesterday. That's how I saw it. But I was like, thank goodness. Hallelujah. Because I thought to myself, here they are on their landing. There's no way there isn't a flight attendant right there in front of the first row. There's no way. They're always there. But she ejected from the plane, in case you guys missed it. And she's going to be fine. Thank God. Again, Obi, thank you for sending that over. Let's see. I got a couple other text messages here, some with Governor Westmore in Hagerstown, and I'll read those at that time. Let's see. This one texter says, why not make automobile manufacturers responsible for road care and driver's license? Maybe a background check to fly is all we need. Why can't we just kill bad guys and leave the rest of us alone? Well, texter, that's a great question. I would send that over to the Democrat Party because I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. Andy says, Kim, RSW, yes, Fort Myers, Naples. So wait a minute. So I've been to Naples. So I have flown into Fort Myers. I have flown into Fort Myers. I've been to some events for Byron Donald. So there you go. I just don't remember it, I guess. Oh, Lynn. Thank you, Lynn. Lynn said, yeah, Kim, it's Fort Myers. All right. Some of these other text messages are for ICE, and we'll get to them at that time. I did want to see exactly what, you know, what was going on here on the poll question. Again, would you feel safe flying if TSA agents were private contractors rather than government employees? Yes or no? Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Let's see where you guys stand so far. Then we'll get back to the results, obviously, in the 11 o'clock hour. Right now, 80% of you say yes, and 20%, only 20% of you say no, you would not feel safe if it was a private contractor. Huh, interesting. I wonder if it's because of 9/11. Is that why? Yeah, are you thinking because it was privatized before? And obviously 9/11 happened? You know what? Well, again, we'll talk about this at 11 o'clock hour. I got Steve in Reisterstown. Steve, did you want to weigh in on the crash at LaGuardia?
Yeah, I don't understand what this limited news about the driver of the fire engine on a live runway didn't look both ways. That's just stupid. It's a live runway.
Yeah.
Every fire truck in the world knows if you're on a live highway, you look both ways. I mean, there's a million looms of lights coming at you on the runway, and you don't look both ways. I don't understand. I think the guy is totally at fault, the driver. He killed two innocent people and injured 38. It's unbelievable. And
yeah,
he'll get his job back.
Yeah, well, Steve,
he could be in jail.
Steve, I wonder, do you think anything could have obstructed his view? Because, you know, the plane's coming in from overhead. Do you think that's a possibility?
I'm a professional. I do my job. They're professionals. Do your job. It's absolutely amazing that you'll never see an interview about him. You'll never get his point of view. They'll never ask him questions live. It's the same old story that you don't get the information because the media solicits what they want. He is totally at fault here. Totally.
Yeah.
Given permission or not, you're a professional. Act like it. Do your job.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I think a lot of people would agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with Steve. I mean, look, they're going to do the investigation, and we'll see more about what could have possibly happened. Gosh, you know, and usually in the fire engine, somebody can call me, and I wonder if Alex Harlan's listening, because obviously he's up there, he's a firefighter, but I wonder, you know, even looking both ways, right? Don't you usually have somebody in the passenger seat with you? Are you telling me the guy in the passenger seat couldn't see and couldn't say stop, stop, stop? I don't know. We got to see what happened. I feel really bad for the air traffic controller. He tried to stop them. That was clear in the audio. He then said, I messed up. He took full accountability, but I feel bad for him. And again, I don't know why he was the only one making the calls. And I'm not obviously air traffic control. Couldn't tell you much about it, but you would have thought that there would have been at least one more person kind of with eyes on that situation, especially when it was an emergency, right? So all the fire engines, they were rushing in for the emergency because on the other flight, remember, there was like this funny smell in the cabin and, you know, they started to feel sick. So they were rushing in to deal with that flight. Interesting. Very interesting. All right, we get back. We'll continue this conversation. If you want to weigh in, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Real quick, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. Hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversations with old friends, or Kim Klasick Live. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar no matter what your age. I want you to call Audiology Associates. Their number is simple. It's 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years. And for your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. You have to all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or if it's easier, right, you can go online, www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And if I know Donald Trump, it's going to be pretty high on his priority list, is he's going to want the Iranians to pay for this entire mission. And they would easily be able to do so by us not destroying Karg Island, the infrastructure for energy production in that country, and allowing them to keep their lifeblood of their economy open. Remember, so far, Israel and the U.S. have not attacked any of that infrastructure at Karg Island. They have every ability to do so. They could wipe it out in 5 minutes if they wanted to. But that's really being saved for the Iranian people in the hopes that they will once again be able to rebuild this once great Persian culture. The sooner this ends, the better. And until, by the way, that uranium is extracted, I'm sure our military presence will remain high in the region until that is complete.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, you know, I've been endorsing Pure Talk for 7 years now, and I wanted to work with a wireless company that shares my values. Now, Pure Talk is a veteran-led company, and helping veterans is their North Star. Now, they've donated over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership. It's a fantastic organization who is on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide. Also, Pure Talk's creating American jobs with a U.S.-only workforce. Yeah, I guess it'd be a lot cheaper to send jobs overseas like many other companies do, but they are committed to delivering the best experience possible for their customers. And yes, I love Pure Talk service. They give you the same cell towers, the same 5G network as the big guys, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you save, on average, as a family, over $1,000 a year. Now, I choose to do business with a company that shares my values. So what about you? Make the switch. Pound 250, keyword save now. That's pound 250, keyword save now. Make the switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Somebody on the line that would know about driving a fire truck at an airport. Love to see it. Emmanuel of Middle River. Emmanuel, maybe you could tell me, with what we saw there at LaGuardia, the tragic accident. Would that fire truck, would they had the moment to stop in that situation? I don't know if you saw the video or not, but I would imagine they can't stop on a dime. But they could have possibly stopped there.
Tim, I started my career, first of all, good morning, I love your show.
Good morning, thank you.
I started my career with the Air Force as a firefighter. I used to drive those rigs on a military runway. Once you get clearance from the tower, you proceed. Unfortunately, this happened at 1:30 in the morning. Millions of lights going on. He got the go-ahead to cross where he was supposed to. Unfortunately, he didn't see that plane. They're traveling, coming in off of 300 miles an hour and coming down. He's concentrating on getting to that next area that he has to, because he's working on how he's going to approach the aircraft, what's going on. And once you get a several-ton vehicle moving, you can't get it stopped on a dime. It's an unfortunate accident. He is a professional.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that wasn't accident. So for this gentleman to say he's professional, do his job, I don't know what his job was. I hope he stays with it. But stay out of the fire engine and stay off the runways.
Lloyd Mangle, thank you so much for your service. I appreciate you. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation. Don't go anywhere.
If you're ready to move more this season, walk farther, exercise stronger, stay motivated for spring activities, but your stamina isn't keeping up, listen closely. Rescue Orasine is formulated to help you feel energized and stay active without caffeine jitters. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code MYENERGY. Your body runs on ATP, the natural energy that powers every muscle, every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down along with endurance and recovery. Rescue Orasine features research-backed ingredients that support ATP production at the cellular level, helping you power through workouts, get outside more, and stay consistent with your fitness goals. Just go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY to buy one bottle of Orasine and get one free. Or call a product consultant today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to spring forward with lasting energy. Shop Orasine at res-q.com. Use the code MYENERGY today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Iranian missiles and drones are targeting Israel and Gulf Arab states as the Israelis target Tehran. The BBC's David Willis reports President Trump says the U.S. and Iran have been talking. And that's something that Iran denies.
It is being reported that Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner may indeed be about to meet with Iranian negotiators in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, possibly as early as later this week, with the Vice President J.D. Vance also possibly in attendance. So it's a little unclear exactly how all this is going to pan out, but the White House is not denying that there are at least talks about talks.
Israel's use of Tehran's street cameras to help track down and kill Iran's supreme leaders shows how everyday surveillance can be a wartime asset.
It was on February 28 that Israel exploited hacked city camera feeds to track and target Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. That shows just how vulnerable people all around the world may be, with hundreds of millions of such cameras installed above shops, in homes, and on street corners. Privacy is also at risk. Recent advances in artificial intelligence have enabled militaries and intelligence agencies to sift through vast amounts of surveillance footage and identify targets. Bob Agnew reporting.
Held captive in Afghanistan for 14 months, American Dennis Coyle has been released. The Taliban accused the academic researcher of violating unspecified Afghan laws. The Trump administration says that Coyle was wrongfully detained and had committed no crime. Federal investigators working to pinpoint the cause of the Sunday night crash at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The collision of a plane and a fire truck killed two pilots. Stock futures stocks are lower this morning. Townhall.com.
Hi, Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. As we head into spring, there's some good news in the housing market. Rates have recently dropped. When rates drop, payments can drop. That can mean hundreds of dollars a month back in your pocket, money you can use to pay bills, reduce debt, or strengthen your financial position. That's why this is the time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They're helping homeowners refinance into lower rates and reduce their monthly mortgage payments. Fellowship also offers a fixed rate line of credit for home projects or consolidating a high interest debt with fast approval and a predictable rate. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. That's 2 months of breathing room while you reposition financially. I've used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Before you make your next move, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning.
It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Sarah Elfrith visited the Baltimore ICE facility Monday to conduct congressional oversight. Elfrith says she walked through the process that takes place when someone is detained, saying individuals are given a package with a toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, wipes, and menstrual products. She says officials told her that all detainees have access to attorneys, clergy, and their families, and legal teams are notified when they're transferred to another facility. She says there were 8 or 9 detainees at the facility in the George H. Fallon Federal Building during her visit. And the Maryland Attorney General's office says no charges will be filed after a deadly police-involved shooting in Baltimore County. The December 2025 shooting happened after officers responded to a stabbing call on Holgate Drive and encountered a man armed with a knife. Police ordered 31-year-old Howard Side to drop his knife, but he did not comply and approached officers, hitting one of them in the head. At that point, multiple officers fired their service weapons at Sy. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. 1 out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
For Stein on Sports, I'm Maggie Hunter reporting. The Orioles will be missing an infielder when the season begins. Baltimore infielder Luis Vasquez had his thumb broken by a pitch and will begin the season on the injured list, manager Craig Albernez said Monday. He appeared in 32 big league games last season, hitting 160 with a home run and 3 RBIs. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is next.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 10:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are slowly warming back up. Lots of sunshine headed our way today with highs in the low 50s. Increasing clouds tonight, but those falling back into the chilly mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
41 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 40 in Pikesville, and 38 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. If you're just joining us, you might not know we're in a little bit of a heated exchange. I mean, even the text messages are a little heated. I mean, we had a caller call in, and they believe what happened at LaGuardia Airport on Sunday night is the fault of the driver of the fire truck. And believe it or not, there are a lot of people weighing in and saying that they do not believe that this falls on the fire truck at all. So much so, I got a couple callers here. If you want to weigh in on this matter, you absolutely can. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. We're also talking about TSA and whether or not TSA agents should be privatized. Now, they were privatized before 9/11, but I wanted to find out whether or not you believe that it would still be safe in your mind, and how will you feel if the TSA agents were privatized. And that actually goes with the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple yes or no question. Would you feel safe flying if TSA agents were private contractors rather than government employees? And, you know, of course, we're talking about this a lot because right now, TSA, the Coast Guard, there are so many that have not been paid since Valentine's Day, February 14th. And that is because Democrats are kind of holding the pay hostage because they want to dismantle or abolish ICE. And that's just not happening. And so this is kind of like a temper tantrum, but it is. It's affecting our national security. It's affecting all those that should be paid by the federal government. And so now we're in a situation where we now have ICE agents that are deployed to, I believe it's 13 airports. And from my understanding, Tom Homan said that that number of airports will increase as the week goes on. Right now, they're kind of doing some of the on-the-job training for some of these ICE agents, and then they will end up putting them in other places as well. I want to go back to the phone lines here. We were talking, like I said, about TSA, private security, and then LaGuardia and that awful, horrific crash between the fire truck and the Air Canada plane. Real quick, Alex, you know, not the Alex that I was talking about earlier. I just want to make the distinction because I said Alex Harlan. I wonder if you could weigh in on this one. But another Alex says, Kim, there is a new job posting for an air traffic controller at LaGuardia Airport. I think that's where the fault lies. The fire truck should not have been dispatched. Yeah, and look, I think there are some people that would agree with that as well. We'll go back to the phone lines here. I got my friend Mark in Connecticut. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Kim. Good morning to you and all the men and women listeners out there and the great people that work with your show. I believe that this is just a horrible, horrible accident and bad miscommunication. I drive by a airport every night, and it can get confusing with all the different lights, the reds, the blue, the whites, and then the different directions. So I'm sure there was a huge dependence upon the communication between the air traffic controller and the fire truck. And I was listening to some of the news yesterday, and they were saying that someone in that group was new. And so, you know, someone stumbled over keying the mic or whatever, but we can hear the air traffic controller saying, hey, stop, stop, stop. First, he gave them direction to go because they were on their way. It was a caravan of fire trucks, and they were on their way to a call. And he gave the first truck, which is the one that crashed with the plane, he gave them the go-ahead, and then he told them to stop. So the communication was obviously bad somewhere in there. But yeah. I agree with privatizing them just it seemed to work really well before September 11th. That was a horrible terrorist attack on our country by Islamic extremists. But I think America has made the adjustment at that time, and we need to make the adjustment again. But yeah, I would be all for it. The unions, I think that the government kind of seized upon the opportunity to organize, do labor organizing,
right,
and took advantage of the American pride and the need to address the terrorist attack by the extremists there. And I think that there was obviously ulterior motives there, because now the government, look at what the government's been doing. I mean, in the past 8 months, the Democrats have held Americans hostage, American family income hostage three times. I forget two or three times.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not the first time. Mark, I appreciate you calling in. I think you're right about that.
I have a great one.
Thank you. You too. And as our caller earlier said, why put this amount of money on the government as far as, getting the TSA agents paid? But if they're contracted by the federal government, it's still government money. But I do like when the caller, talked about how it used to be on the airlines themselves. I don't know if I trust the airlines not to take it out on us consumers. I don't know. Because, he did the math and he said, it would be about $15 more per ticket. I don't know if it would just be $15. I think they would run it up if they could. I really do. And, you know, airfare right now is ridiculously high. That was the one good thing about the COVID pandemic. I don't know if you guys flew during the pandemic, but, I mean, you could go down to Fort Lauderdale for like $130, you know, one way. And I was like, wow, this is just fantastic. This is fantastic. Everybody's like, I don't want to fly. You know, it's, I could get COVID. All right, stay home. The rest of us, we'll fly. We'll fly for you. I got Jeff in Pasadena. Jeff, you wanted to weigh in on the crash at LaGuardia?
Yes, I did, Ken. Good morning. I want to give a shout out to Barbara and Beverly. And before I comment, real quick, one of the campaign signs, Classic Muhammad for Governor, Lieutenant Governor, 2030, going to be start to made up.
I know, right? Meanwhile, real quick, Jeff, you know, I got that Associated Press, the TSA audio. That was from Darren. He sent it over. He's like, did you see this? So, you know, Darren definitely weighs in. I love his opinion.
Right. Well, real quick, also, on the TSA thing privatizing, I would be okay with the privatizing. 9/11 did not happen because the airline security was privatized. We were caught off guard. Nobody ever expected people to get into a cockpit and take over an airplane. You know, we were caught off guard. I'm retired from the airline industry. In the past, before 9/11, you could open up those cockpit doors with a coat hanger. So now they have them. You got to put in a code to get in there. So the privatizing would be okay. Like that earlier caller just said, you know, it's about the unions. But anyway, on this incident, I worked at the airport over 30 years. There were a few times I had to cross an active runway in a vehicle. My first thought was, why didn't this, you know, truck, this fire truck driver look both ways? Just like when you're in a car at a stoplight and the light turns green, you're still going to look both ways. But I watched the video about an hour ago. That fire truck, it was crossing the runway on an angle. That driver would not have seen that airplane because of the angle. Now, what I want to know, there's two things I want to know, and we'll find out, I guess, with the investigation. The fire truck driver will be interviewed. Hey, did you hear the tower, the control guy telling you to stop? That's going to be a big key. The other thing I want to know, I have to assume there was a passenger in that truck. Did they look out their window to their right and see a plane coming in? And then they could have told the driver, hey, hold up, there's a plane landing. You know, what I want to know, and I don't want people calling in saying, well, that guy Jeff shouldn't have suggested that. This is just a possibility, Kim. I think you would agree. We live in a world nowadays, everybody is glued to cell phones, looking at their cell phones, even on the job. I just wonder if there was a passenger in that truck and he was looking at his cell phone as they were getting ready to cross instead of taking a quick glance to his right and tell the driver, hey, hold up, there's a plane landing. I'm not saying that happened. It's a possibility. We live in a world everybody is glued to their cell phones. You see people walking in the middle of the street looking at their cell phone, not paying attention. I go to the shopping mall, bumping into people because they're looking at their cell phones, not paying attention to where they're walking. So I want to know if there was a passenger in that fire truck, and I have to assume there was. Did he take a glance to his right, you know, as right before they were crossing that runway?
Yeah.
Have a good day, Kim.
You too, Jeff. Thank you. Enjoy your week. And that's the question I had as well, as you know, and that's why I asked, you know, was there somebody in that seat? And could they see? But also go back to Jeff's point about that truck crossing on an angle. Did they see that plane? You know, that's going to be, I think, also the question there. And I still have questions from, remember the crash at DCA with the Black Hawk helicopter? I feel like we didn't really get a ton of answers out of that either, even though that investigation has been completed. We still don't know whether or not the pilot that was flying the Black Hawk helicopter, whether or not she actually heard the controller telling her to drop. Remember it was? She was supposed to drop or something or even lift up, and then, you know, you had the flight coming at the same time. And so you heard the air traffic controller, they were giving her instructions, but the helicopter did not, you know, drop back or anything like that. So, you know, did she not hear? I guess, you know, with an investigation, could you even possibly know this? Since she is deceased. I will say the one thing is the fire truck driver, as far as we know, is in fact alive. And hopefully he will be able to answer some of these questions. I got another text here. It says, this is from Eric. It says, Dear Kim, a quick comment on the fire engine collision. Someone questioned if there was a passenger in the front seat, or it's called the officer seat. This would be true, but I am positive that everyone in that engine had their heads down, buried in their smartphones. Okay, so Eric's saying the same thing about, same thing as Jeff. He says, I am a Baltimore County Fire Department employee. I'm around Baltimore County Fire Employment Fire Department employees all day, and they are entrenched and scrolling all day. So only the driver was looking for traffic, whereas the whole crew should have had their heads on a swivel. So, Eric, you think possibly they weren't watching as well. I guess we'll find out. Again, condolences to the family of the pilots and so many others. Let's see. Let's go ahead and see. I got another caller here. I got Chris in Catonsville. Chris, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm a retired fire officer from Howard County. I'm not going to defend the fire department. Absolutely, there was a person in that front seat that was the officer in that front seat who had definitely should have been on a swivel. The problem is that the fire service for the last 20 years have gone woke and politically correct. You see that in a lot of inner cities. You have female fire chiefs. Full disclosure, I'm African-American. Female fire chiefs, minorities, a lot of them are gay. And the only experience they have is on the EMS side, not on the suppression side. Right here in our own state of Maryland, the governor, who Calvin Ball started this, the executive for Howard County, is allowing firefighters off duty to smoke marijuana recreationally. I think that's a mistake. As this is going to go statewide very soon, the legislation is already there. And the reason for this is, their complaint is there's not enough minority firefighters. A lot of them are not passing the drug screening. So to fix this problem, they are suggesting to allow firefighters to consume, partake in marijuana on their off days. And I have a huge problem with that. I had to have a Class A driver's license with the fire department. How are you going to pass a DOT drug screening if you have marijuana in you? You're driving a 60,000-pound vehicle, often with 500 gallons of water to 1,000. You want someone high on marijuana driving that vehicle? You know, it's a shame what has happened to the fire service. And I think that the driver of that engine, as well as that officer on that front seat, they have some responsibility in this matter. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you for your service. I appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great week. Wow. We'll definitely, hopefully, follow the investigation. I hope it doesn't take as long as the investigation of DCA. I mean, but obviously, I don't run these investigations. I don't know how long it will take. But I'm pretty sure many people are looking for answers on this one. Got a couple other text messages wondering if the firefighter in the officer seat, look at me learning something new, whether or not that person was, in fact, looking out of the window. Because there are some here saying he couldn't have possibly or she couldn't have possibly been looking. Because they wouldn't be able to see that plane. All right, when we get back, we'll discuss more. If you want to weigh in, you can. Right now, I have my good friend, Brian Fletcher from Free State Gun Range on the line with me now. Good morning, Brian. So, were you lucky enough to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather this past weekend?
Oh, definitely, Kim. I hope you were, too. I was able to pull out my golf clubs and show my two sons how the old guy can go off it. That is always enjoyable when I get to show off those young guys.
No, that's nice. It was nice enough to go out for a round of golf. I just laid around. I was like, I'm just going to soak in the sun. Brian, I understand there is fairly new law in Maryland that requires anyone wanting to be a security guard to get formal licensing and training. Now, I'm surprised that wasn't always the case. Can you tell us some more about the requirements, and does Free State Gun Range offer the required training?
Yeah, sure, Kim. So for years, Maryland didn't require any kind of formalized training in order to get what's called a guard card. So basically, you just applied and you got the card. Now, most of the guard companies out there, they would offer some type of in-house training, but it was never standardized. So what one company may require a 40-hour training course, whereas the another company may offer a 20-hour training course. And most of those trainings were geared specifically towards that guard company's operations. But as of January 1st, 2025, Maryland now requires a mandatory 12-hour training certification for all new guard applicants and an 8-hour mandatory course for all renewal applicants, and that has to be taken every 3 years on the anniversary of that renewal. And those trainings have to follow certain standards, so they've now kind of taken everybody and put them on the same page. And the typical topics in those courses include the guard's legal authority and the limitations on that authority, their use of force, whether it be non-lethal versus lethal, emergency response, so they're going to get some first aid training and so forth, communication and report writing, public interaction, and this one, Kim, is so big when it comes to anybody dealing with the public, whether they're in a security guard capacity, a church response team, or police, and that's de-escalation. De-escalation has been a mandate in some of these agencies for years now, and it's so important that new people coming into the industry understand that they have to try to de-escalate before anything else happens. So to qualify for certification, applicants must be at least 18 years old. They have to successfully complete a fingerprint-based background check, and they can't have any disqualifying criminal history in their past. So that would be, you know, like higher-level misdemeanors and felonies and so forth. Something else to keep in mind is that certification is required for both unarmed and armed guards. However, to be an armed guard, the applicant must also have a Maryland wear and carry permit, and Free State does offer all the required training for both initial and renewals, as well as the fingerprint services and the Maryland wear and carry class, as you know. So basically, we're a one-stop shop for anybody who's looking to get into the security industry.
Well, that's another great reason to be a member at Free State Gun Range. Real quick, Brian Fletcher, before you go, if you could give them the location and phone number for more information.
Sure. Thanks, Kim. We're located at 11500 Crossroads Circle, Suite J, Middle River, Maryland, and that zip code is 21220. And our phone number is 410-335-5100. And as always, they can always check out our website at freestategunrange.com.
Thanks, Brian.
The Rob Carson Show. Tuesday on the show, the FBI raided Fulton County for 2020 election ballots. Turns out a whole bunch of those ballots were disappeared. Nothing to see here. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. You know, we're wrapping up this conversation in regards to the LaGuardia crash. Again, we're going to wait for the investigation. Many of you weighing in. I didn't realize so many of you know what's going on at the officer seat there at the fire truck. Chris in the text line says, Kim, airport fire trucks are regular fire trucks on steroids. Oh, wow. Okay. So, see, and when, if you watch the video, the fire truck that was hit by the Air Canada plane, it was, like, when I say it was going fast, I mean, I'm talking fast. I'm thinking, like, watching the video, it almost looked like a NASCAR situation. Now, of course, they were reporting to an emergency on another flight. So, yeah, they're gonna step on the gas, they're gonna gun it. Because they thought people were in trouble on another flight. I just, you know what, here's what I was thinking. I'll go to the phone lines here in a second. If it were me, okay? Now, of course, I'm not trained, you know, God bless all those that are our first responders and our firefighters. Thank you for everything that you're doing. If it were me, and I'm gunning it to get to the other side of the airport, and I've got all these cars behind me, you know, everybody else, as far as I know, they're gunning it. I have the go-ahead from the air traffic controller. I go. And now I'm gunning it, and I'm going really fast. And at the last second, I see outside of my window a plane coming in. Do you know what I'm doing? You can probably guess. I'm hitting the pedal even harder. I'm hitting the pedal even harder. I'm thinking I can outrun it. Because if you see, like, the, you know, the caller pointed out, if you see the fire trucks and the officers behind this very front engine, they were able to stop because, number one, they weren't going as fast and they weren't as close. I'm wondering if this fire engine, if they thought they could gun it and get past that flight. Because if they would have hit the brakes, I don't know. I think they would have still been in the way. I think there would have still been a collision. I could be totally wrong on this, but they were going so fast. and they were reporting to an emergency, and they did get the go-ahead. Ah, man. You know, like many people pointed out, it's such a tragic situation. I got William in Dundalk. William, did you want to weigh in? William? All right, William didn't hold on. All right, you know, I appreciate you guys weighing in on this one. I can't imagine. I can't imagine what it was like in that situation. Let's see. Mark in the text line says, Kim, some of your callers are not so smart. Even if the truck saw the plane, it was nighttime and dark. Planes are very fast, and in darkness, depth perception is way off. Yeah, Mark, you know, I think everybody's weighing in here. I wouldn't say the people are dumb. I will say that we weren't there, so we don't actually know. And so we will wait for the investigation. I don't know. I can't imagine. Even, you know, they got the go-ahead. Even if the air traffic controller says stop, engine stop, I don't think they could have stopped and not have been in the way. I really don't. I watched that video time and time again. Anyways, you know what I'll say? If you haven't seen the video of the crash in LaGuardia, you know, go ahead and take a look at it. And just, you know, kind of get your thoughts on it. Because from my view, I would have gunned it. I would have took my chances gunning it. That's what I would have done. Now, you guys also know I got a heavy foot and I, you know, I drive fast as it is. And just a little background here. I told you guys my very first car accident, I hit a deer. Of course, growing up in Accokeek, Maryland. You know, that's, you know, normal. That's what you do. But I hit a deer and I'll never forget. The deer comes out. And I was coming home from soccer practice, and I had a stick shift. And I thought, you know what, I'm going so fast. I was on a back road back there on Accokeek Road, and I just hit the pedal. To me, it was me or the deer. It was me or the deer. So I thought, I'm going to hit it full speed. And he did. He flipped off the front, and I was fine. But that's the call I made at 16. So if you can imagine it. At 44, yeah, I'm hitting the gas. I'm hitting the gas. All right, coming up next, we got so much more to talk about. I do want to get to some of these local stories. Also, President Trump in Graceland, you got to hear that as well. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says what he describes as productive talks with Iran could end the war soon. However, Iran denies that any discussions have taken place. Iranian missiles and drones are targeting Israel and Gulf Arab states as Tehran keeps up its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. Federal investigators working to determine the cause of Sunday night's deadly crash of a plane and a fire truck on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Two pilots were killed in the crash. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt has appointed an energy industry executive, Alan Armstrong, to the U.S. Senate seat vacated by newly minted Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. A sell-off on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down 94 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 169. More details at srnnews.com.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to jarvisappliance.com. That's jarvisappliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Top overall seed UConn breezed to its 52nd straight victory, routing ninth-seeded Syracuse 98-45 to reach the Sweet 16 in the women's NCAA tournament. Hazy Fudd scored 34 points.
I felt like I reached flow state for a second. My teammates were just finding me.
Hannah Hidalgo's near triple-double helped sixth-seeded Notre Dame upset third-seeded Ohio State. 10th-seeded Virginia became the first four team to reach the Sweet 16. NBA, no Cade Cunningham, no problem for the Pistons in a 113-110 win over the Lakers behind a career-best 30-point night from Danis Jenkins. WNBA players unanimously approved a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. And NFL, the Seahawks are making Jackson Smith and Jigba the highest-paid wide receiver on a 4-year, $168.8 million extension. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are off to a cold start, so be prepared for some slick spots from that refreeze. Mostly sunny as we head throughout the day today with highs in the chilly upper 30s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the upper 20s, but come Wednesday, a warm-up gets underway. We are looking forward to high temperatures back in the low 50s for the middle part of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Hair volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe in Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, wrapping up the conversation in regards to what happened at LaGuardia Airport. Excuse me, on Sunday. This is why I need, you know what I need? I need water. I need water. We were talking about the crash, and like I said, we did find out Antoine Force is the name of the one pilot that died. And we're still waiting to hear about the identification of the other pilot that died. And the flight attendant, a miracle, you know, by the grace of God. She was ejected 300 feet from the Air Canada plane and only suffered a broken leg. And, of course, like I said, if you want to look for it, her daughter has been doing interviews. And, of course, she is just in tears and so grateful and thankful. And I agree. Wow. Unbelievable. I do have a couple of text messages here. Marty says, there are so many lights on an airfield that are confusing. And there is activity 360 degrees around you. And the fire apparatus has plenty of blind spots. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not that fire truck or even the fighter that was in the officer's seat that I've now learned about, whether or not they saw the plane at all. And as one of the callers pointed out, if you look at the video, you can see where the fire truck was not going straight across. It was pretty straight, but not exactly straight. And would that have made it difficult to see that plane coming in? There's a possibility. And as I said before the break, was this, you know, a situation where if you think you're going so fast, and if you stop, if you hit those brakes, you are still going to collide with this plane, would you then make the decision to hit the gas even harder? I am not certain. And again, we'll wait for the investigation to play out. Robert, believe it or not, in the text line, Robert says that he believes that the conversation between the air traffic controller and the other gentleman that told him, you know, after he said, "I messed up," the other gentleman said, "You know, you did what you could do." Robert's saying that he believes that it sounded a little too fake and manufactured. I don't know, Robert. I don't know about that. I think, honestly, the gentleman that was responding to him, I think he could tell that the air traffic controller was feeling guilty in that moment and believing that it was his fault that the plane collided with the fire truck. At that time, they didn't know about, you know, the number of fatalities. And I think that he felt as though it was, in fact, his fault. And there are some, like I said, there are some texters that believe that this is solely on air traffic controllers. So yeah, even Joe from B-More believes that this was on air traffic control. And Joe says that, you know, don't forget that the fire truck was given the permission to cross. And yeah, that's what I said before. I mean, think about it. There's a bunch of trucks out there. Their lights were on, because that was my first question yesterday. Their lights were on, sirens were on. Did he hear the air traffic controller tell him to stop? Was this a situation where he couldn't hear anything? He got permission, and he just thought, I'm going to report to the plane, in which everybody needs help. All right, well, we'll keep it right there. We'll put a pin in it there. And the more we learn about it, of course, the more that we will discuss. Don't forget, the question of the day also has to do with the TSA agents. It's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Would you feel safe flying if TSA agents were private contractors rather than government employees? Yes or no? So that's the question of the day. And we'll get into that in the next hour for sure. I did want to just note, because I told you guys I would never mention this guy's name again, but here we are. CBS has a story. Trump administration ready to deport Kilmar Brigham Garcia to Liberia. Of course, the administration is asking the judge to lift the block on it. And apparently now Kilmar Brigham Garcia's lawyer, excuse me, has 2 weeks to come up with some appeal that makes sense and a reason as to why Kilmar Brigham Garcia should not be deported to Liberia. Apparently now his lawyer is asking that he goes to Costa Rica. But remember when that was already on the table? See, that's what I said before. I don't know about this lawyer, because why didn't he take that previously? Because remember, on the table previously, the option was to go to Costa Rica and be a free man. And I said then, why wouldn't he take that? You're free in Costa Rica. What? Why wouldn't you take that? And remember the lawyer, he put up a fight. And he says, no, it's not good enough. He wants to stay here in America. But at the same time, look, the Trump administration, in case it's, you know, it's a little confusing, what they got wrong is the fact that they sent him to El Salvador, right? He was not supposed to be deported to El Salvador, but he could be deported anywhere else. And so sending him to El Salvador was the problem. That was the issue. But he should not be here. And so anyways, I just wanted to update you again. If you want to read about it, CBS News has the story. That's what I was looking at. And a lot of these headlines you can find on WCBM.com as well. We have links that will take you right there to, you know, wherever the story is located as well. But I think, you know what, if anything, if Kilmar Brigham Garcia is upset at anyone, it should be his lawyer. Because he had a pretty sweet deal previously. Why he didn't, you know, jump on it, I don't know. I don't know. I told you earlier I wanted to just play for you the a little bit of a clip from Fox News of President Trump walking through the door there at Graceland. Only because, you know, in Trump fashion, and I don't even know if he's trying to be funny or if he's just funny in general. But I also learned a little bit about Elvis Presley listening to this as well. Take a listen.
Of Elvis, that was done when he was in basic training in Fort Hood, Texas. Mm. And it shows you Elvis's natural hair color of blonde.
Really? With
blonde hair, blue eyes. He dyed his hair black because he thought it brought his facial features better out on film. And so he started doing that after his first movie, Love Me Tender. This is actually the oldest guitar in our collection. It's a 1956 Gibson J200. Elvis used it in the movies Loving You, Jailhouse Rock, and King Creole, and then used it in Vegas in 69 and 70. And then at the top of the stairs, we have the outfit that Elvis wears at the end of the 68 comeback special when he sang the song If I Can Dream, which was especially written for the show. After the assassination of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy, Elvis felt like he needed to make a statement of how America could be. And so that's what If I Can Dream represents. And he ended the show wearing that outfit right there.
So he loved this place, right?
He did. and he left his country. And yeah, everything you see in the house is original. All the furnishings, all the drapes, everything that you're seeing, it's original. The chandelier above the stairs was actually taken apart here in the hallway to be reassembled because it was too large to fit through any of the doors.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we're going to come this way. This would have been the master bedroom, the primary room of the house.
All right, so there goes the president off for a tour of Graceland.
All right. Could you imagine giving President Trump a tour? I mean, obviously, this woman is a professional. She did a fantastic job. I don't know. I think I would have been a little nervous. But what really shocked me there, and maybe many of you already knew this, Sean Casey knew. Brian, the producer, did you know Elvis was originally blonde? Did you already know that? You've seen him with blonde hair. That broke my heart a little bit. No, look, and if you have blonde hair, that's fine. It's great. I'm sure you look amazing. But I always thought Elvis had the dark hair and the light eyes. And that's not true. That wasn't true. He dyed it. But you know what? And she said that he did it because he felt like it looked better, brought his eyes out on film. It did. He made a great call. Because I think then I went back. I had to look it up because after I learned this, I looked at the pictures of Elvis with the blonde hair and I thought, you know what? He doesn't look anywhere near the same. He looks so much more handsome with dark hair. Like, it's not even close. It's not even close. Anyways, I thought that was interesting. But President Trump, he was in Memphis, Tennessee, obviously for work yesterday, but he stopped by Graceland and, you know, him walking through the house there. Of course, that made a lot of news on X, and a lot of people were talking about it. So I thought I would share it as well. But I had no idea that Elvis Presley was blonde. And I feel like I've been catfished. I've been lied to all this time because I mentioned before on the show, Elvis Presley was so handsome. I was like, oh my gosh, if I was, you know, around at that time and, you know, the teeny bopper stage, I'd be a huge Elvis Presley fan. There, no doubt in my mind. Well, anyways, why should I care that he dyed it? Right, Brian, the producer? It's just hair dye. Yeah. I don't care. Look, I wear fake hair. I guess somebody could say that I catfished, right? Somebody could say that about me. You know what? I just couldn't believe it. I was shocked. And then I saw the pictures and I was like, wait a minute. This guy looks totally different. Anyways, I did want to mention, obviously, because this was huge while I was running for office. If you guys want to weigh in on Elvis Presley, of course, you can text the show anytime. But I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was a really... it was a little different. Yeah, usually I'm very angry on the show, right? I'm usually like very mad at something going on in the news. And then I see the clips of Trump walking around Graceland and I was like, oh wait, this is so adorable. I love it. I love it. Well, anyways, I wanted to just mention here because we were talking about the uptick in crime and violence in the Towson area. And I wanted to just bring this up. Not because it's a huge story right now, right? You've got this trial going on and starting to begin. For the shooting in Rogers Forge. And I bring this up because, if you recall, I was running for office against Johnny Olszewski at the time. And one of the things that we talked about often running in District 2 there is the fact that Towson and so many other areas that used to be very nice are no longer as nice. And so here we are on the campaign trail, and I had some people, many Democrats, saying, how dare you say Towson isn't nice? And I said, Towson is not what it used to be. And if you don't want to come to terms with that, if you don't want to be honest with yourself and face that reality, then that's fine. You can live in, you know, your pretend land. I don't care, right? It is what it is. Well, anyways, there was a shooting in Rogers Forge, and it was an attempted murder, especially in my opinion. And it was very unfortunate. You had a father trying to get his two kids out of the door, and he was being carjacked at gunpoint. Now, I want you guys to take a listen to this audio, but I wanted to share this because the judge is currently deciding which evidence can be submitted into court. I didn't know that you had the judge had to go through all this. I always assumed if there was evidence, it should be able to be submitted as evidence. Anyways, take a listen.
That shooting took place in September of 2024. Today, the suspects were in court. Barry Sims is live in Towson with the motions hearing now. Barry, much of the hearing involves surveillance video and pictures that may identify the defendants.
That's right. And they were 15 and 16 when they were arrested.
Kamar Thompson and Kai Wilson are charged as adults. And during the hearing today, we saw video, security video, that showed the crime scene and also another location, the place where one of the defendants lived. Co-defendants Kamar Thompson and Kai Wilson sat side by side in court today as their defense attorneys and prosecutors went over security videos from September 13, 2024. It's when a man was shot in an alley behind Dunkirk Avenue in the Rogers Forge community of Towson. The teenagers are charged as adults with attempted murder. The victim was critically injured. Today, Baltimore County Assistant State's Attorneys showed a judge security video of someone wearing a distinctive black hoodie and a face mask. They said he was armed with a semi-automatic handgun equipped with a laser attachment and walked up to the victim in a robbery attempt. The two got into a scuffle and the victim was shot. Prosecutors allege Wilson was the shooter and Thompson drove the getaway car. Other videos taken near, around, and inside of Wilson's home show the alleged suspects housing the vehicle with bleach. An indoor security camera video shows the suspects in Wilson's home, with Thompson allegedly reaching into his bag and pulling out the gun prosecutors believe was used in the shooting. Pictures were also pulled from Wilson's cell phone. The judge ruled he will allow prosecutors to present a portion of video from an MTA bus taken 2 days before the shooting. It shows the suspects getting on the bus, Wilson wearing the distinctive hoodie, and Thompson carrying the same bag. Now, the judge is still considering whether to allow the pictures that were taken from Wilson's cell phone and also that security video from inside of Wilson's home. Barry Sims, TV 11 News.
Now, why wouldn't that be evidence that could be submitted? Why is there a question? Why would there be a question? what do you mean? So the judge has got to decide whether or not they can use the video that was taken. And talk about luck there. They were right in the view of someone's camera, and that camera picked up inside Wilson's home, showing one of the boys pulling out the gun. You would think, wow, what a lucky find. And now the judge is saying, we'll see if that can be submitted. I mean, what is going on in Baltimore County? Now, of course, Barry Sims there says, and that's Channel 11, by the way, if you want to check that report out. But Barry Sims says, the victim was critically injured. That person, don't ever forget, that man is lucky to be alive. If you recall, he was in the hospital for a very long time. There were many people that said that they believed he was not going to make it. And by the grace of God, he is still alive. Now, we don't know the extent of his injuries. I have no idea. Whether he's paralyzed or what have you, I have no idea. That has not been made known. But I will tell you what, I didn't think he was going to make it. From my sources, people that were talking about it, I didn't think he was going to make it. And so now they're trying to decide whether or not the video showing one of the boys taking the gun out of the bag, whether or not that can be submitted as evidence. I guess, you know what? This is why I got to go to law school, I guess, so I can better understand what's going on here. Because I would think that this is a great find, and I would think that the jury should see this. Right? I mean, that puts the gun in their hands. You know, another thing I noted here, it said that these boys were on the bus. Remember, you know how people have told me that these criminals don't take the bus? Because I mentioned on the show, I don't know if you guys know this, but I mentioned on the show all the time that because of the bus line, whether it's, White Marsh, whether it's Towson Town Center, I said that contributes to the chaos that you see. I said the young people take the bus into these areas. They don't live anywhere near there. Many of them live in Baltimore City, and people get mad that I say that. I get comments all the time. I get emails. I get comments on my social media posts. They get so mad. How dare you say these kids are coming in from Baltimore City? It's because they are. And you don't want to admit that because you don't want to take any kind of blame or, you feel like it's personal blame. We call out the fact that a lot of these hoodlums, a lot of these kids without any guidance are in Baltimore City. And Baltimore City has allowed parents for a very long time to not take responsibility for their little hoodlums. Now, of course, another piece of this, and I know people have called the show, right? We could mention the first black governor. We could mention the first black VP. But we never want to mention the fact that all of these criminals involved in all of these cases are, in fact, black. And they are. Same with these two kids here. And no, they don't live in Rogers Forge. They don't live anywhere near Rogers Forge. And then we find out now that these kids were taking a bus back and forth. So they were coming in to the Towson area via bus to commit crimes in Towson. This is what we have been saying since day one. Shut it down. You can't get in control of these juveniles. And I feel bad for those that take the bus. Some people take the bus and they work in the Towson Town Center. You know what? Might be time to take an Uber or a Lyft. Maybe you could carpool. This is a problem, whether people want to admit it or not. They take the bus, they take the light rail into nice neighborhoods, and then they're robbing people at gunpoint or they're carjacking people at gunpoint. And because this gentleman, this father, fought back, they shot him. Almost killed him. Do you guys remember whether or not you had a whole lot said from Johnny Olszewski at the time? I'll just remind you, you didn't. You didn't. He was more concerned with running for office. Anyways, we'll continue to keep our eye on this case, but I hope they throw the book at these kids. And I hope the judge understands all evidence is important. All right, we get back, I wrap up this conversation. And then we'll get into what's going on with the ice facilities as well. If you're ready to move more this season, walk farther, exercise stronger, stay motivated, or spring activities, but your stamina isn't keeping up, I want you to listen closely. Rescue Orosine is formulated to help you feel energized and stay active without the caffeine jitters. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code MYENERGY. Your body runs on ATP, the natural energy that powers every muscle, every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down, along with endurance and recovery. Now, Rescue Orosine features research-backed ingredients that support ATP production at the cellular level, helping you power through workouts, get outside more, and stay consistent with your fitness goals. So all you have to do is go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY to buy one bottle of Orosine to get one free. You can also call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to spring forward with lasting energy. Shop Orosine at res-q.com with my code as the as my energy.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000 and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Car crash, slip and fall, workplace injury. Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to the insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. Wrapping up the conversation with the Rogers Ford shooting. I call it attempted murder. And I think these boys are charged with attempted murder. I just want to just remind you, because I know I talked about this shooting, you know, more than once, but, you know, I knocked on doors the very next day. Glenn Gilhar and a couple others, Rich, we were all out there knocking doors. And we were talking to those that lived right there in that Rogers Forge neighborhood about the shooting. And I'll never forget, there was a gentleman that opened his door. And I said, yeah, you know, we want to make sure that you know that there are other options. And the Republican running here in this district. And he said, well, that was a few blocks up. That wasn't right here. That's like, I said, yeah, sir, it's a few blocks up today, but tomorrow it might be just one block away. You know, what happens when it's on your street? But that was the mindset out there. Also, remember the door I knocked on with the woman who had the Johnny O sign? I knocked on her door. I said, hey, I'm running for office. I see you have political signs. Wanted to give you one of mine as well. And she goes, oh, yeah, we need more black women in office. She said, so wait a minute, which office are you running for? I said, well, District 2 against Johnny. And I pointed at her sign. She goes, oh, I said, oh, okay, so the black woman thing only works, you know, when you're on the other side, I guess, huh? You could tell that she was a little upset. But, yeah, I don't know if they really got the message there, Rogers Ford. Hopefully. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the meeting in Hagerstown over the ICE facility and then also the Baltimore ICE facility visit by Congresswoman Sarah Alford. That happened yesterday as well.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Secretary of State Rubio is preparing to head to France to discuss a host of hot-button issues, including the Iran war with America's allies.
Rubio will attend a group of seven foreign ministers meeting near Versailles outside of Paris on Friday to advance key U.S. interests and discuss shared security concerns and opportunities for cooperation. The State Department said in a statement, areas of focus will include the Russian-Ukraine war, the situation in the Middle East, and threats across the world to peace and stability. Nearly all of the other G7 nations, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan have reacted coolly at best to U.S.-Israeli military operations against Iran and have declined to participate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump says what he describes as productive talks with Iran could soon end the war, but Iran denies that many discussions have even taken place. American Dennis Coyle is a free man. The academic researcher detained in Afghanistan in January of last year has been released by the Taliban. Secretary of State Rubio welcomes the release, saying that President Trump is committed to ending unjust detentions overseas. Federal investigators are working to determine the cause of Sunday night's deadly collision of a plane and a fire truck on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Lead investigator Jennifer Homedy says, don't expect any answers soon.
What I'm going to tell you is we are
world-renowned investigators, but we deal in facts. And if we are not able to verify those yet, and we haven't been able to, we can't provide those.
Two pilots were killed in the crash. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has appointed an energy industry executive, Alan Armstrong, to the U.S. Senate seat vacated by newly minted Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are trading lower. The Dow is down about 70 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Maryland has the highest risk of any state in the nation of losing jobs to artificial intelligence, according to a local study which leaves questions about what state leaders are doing to ease the pain of a potentially historic labor shift. State lawmakers and business leaders are grappling with AI developments amid a time of turmoil in Maryland. For years, residents have fled Maryland for other states at some of the highest rates in the country. Next legislative session, elected officials will face a roughly $3 billion structural deficit. And a group of Maryland legislative caucuses are holding joint press conferences in Annapolis this afternoon to outline their policy priorities for the remainder of the 2026 legislative session. Members of the Black, Jewish, Latino, Women's, Asian American, and Pacific Islanders and LGBTQ plus caucuses will each discuss key legislation impacting their communities in Maryland, and they will also provide updates on their priority bills. Each caucus chair will be speaking on bills that have proceeded to the opposite chamber to call for their final passage. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
For Stein on Sports, I'm Maggie Hunter reporting. The Caps are set to begin a three-game Western Conference road trip. Washington will take on the Blues tonight. The Caps beat St. Louis 6-1 in November. Anthony Beauvillier and Tom Wilson each scored twice, while Alex Ovechkin and John Carlson added a goal each. Washington has 79 points this season, six back of the final Eastern Conference wildcard spot. Coming up next, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Lots of sunshine today and cool with temperatures in the low 50s. Overcast and chilly tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday with highs in the milder upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
42 degrees in Bel Air, 38 in Edgemere, and 42 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
This hour is brought to you by Timkyle Heating and Cooling, trusted local experts keeping your home comfortable year-round.
Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. We have had quite the conversation so far. I appreciate all of you weighing in, whether it's the text line or on the phone lines. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, as I always do, where the heck have you been? We need to talk about the latest from the LaGuardia Airport crash. Many people weighed in on that. And then also the TSA agents, right? We have ICE agents now filling in because Democrats don't want to fund some parts of the federal government. And so TSA agents right now have not been paid since February 14th. So they send in ICE agents because, of course, you have some TSA agents that have called out from not being paid. And guess what? I don't blame them. I do not blame them. We also talked about the shooting in Rogers Forge. Obviously, this is now going to trial. And two juveniles that attempted to murder and carjack a young father. And as I noted, I remember at the time, it was so awful. That father was in the hospital for quite some time. And there were many people that believed that he was not going to make it. And by the grace of God, he did. But right now, the judge is currently trying to decide which evidence can be submitted. And I'm thinking, if it's evidence, why can't it be submitted? If it's factually evidence, what is the problem? But as you guys know, I'm not a lawyer. I have no idea. I'll continue to keep my eye on it. I do have a text here from Senator Bullworth. He says, what we haven't seen is the overlay of the runway video with the control tower audio. That is true. That is true, Senator. Hopefully we'll get that. He's referring to the crash there at LaGuardia between the fire engine and the Air Canada plane. I also have a text here from Ron. He says, Kim, the plane was on its landing roll and reported speed at impact was only 29 knots. However, planes are built to be light, not strong. The rescue vehicle is a tank with tires. Things to consider. Number one, the radio transmission got stepped on, causing the fire crew to miss it. Two, the initial stop calls were nonspecific, which may have caused confusion. Three, someone in that truck wasn't looking toward the approach end of the runway. And another point here, the plane could have swerved left or right into the grassy area. Why did the pilots do that? Was there even time to consider such a maneuver? The NTSB investigation will have to play out, but it sounds like the ground controller took responsibility. That man has to be really hurting today. Again, it comes in from Ron. Yeah, Ron, it did sound like the air traffic controller is very, very upset, and he did take responsibility for the calls. And I know Joe and B-more and so many others mentioned that, you know, once that truck got the go-ahead, the permission, they might have just started gunning it forward because at that time, those first responders believed that they were responding to a flight where people were in trouble. And so that's what they were on their way to do. You know, it wasn't like a situation where they were just crossing the runway. You know, they were on their way to an emergency situation. So we will. We'll wait and see what the investigation has to say. But I appreciate you all weighing in on that. And regarding the TSA agents, again, don't forget the question of the day brought to you by Red Nation Real Estate. Would you feel safe flying if TSA agents were private contractors rather than government employees? Many of you have casted your vote. Let's take a look at this now, if we could. Let's see. It's spinning here. We'll get it here in just a second. I also wanted to mention, because as this is going through, I wanted to mention, Nancy Mace, in case you missed it, the representative from South Carolina, she did announce yesterday that she is officially running for governor there in South Carolina. And we all knew that was coming. I think we talked about it one day on the show. you know, remember her last election cycle, you had former Speaker Kevin McCarthy backing her primary opponent. She got out of that primary by just a hair, okay? And that primary opponent raised a ton of money. And that is because, and we can be honest about it, Kevin McCarthy was not happy with some of the things Nancy Mace had to say as they were ousting him as Speaker of the House. And he had a list. He made a list of those that he wanted to primary and take out altogether. And that's what he did. And on that list were a few different names. We talked about them here. Matt Gaetz, right? Lauren Boebert. There were many people that wanted to take him down and oust him as the Speaker. And Nancy Mace was also on that list. And it was very interesting because if you recall, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, she wasn't making similar claims to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert or Matt Gaetz. It was interesting because she said that she believed that he was, if you recall, it was more on the sexist side of things. And that was her issue with Kevin. And I thought that was interesting because if you looked at what McCarthy was saying and Lauren Boebert, they were saying something totally different in regards to whether or not they believed that he could work across the aisle and get things done. They also believed that he wasn't moving at a fast pace to get, you know, some of the executive orders through. And they just didn't want to deal with it. And if you guys remember, at that time, I was like, dude, well, you know, this is a terrible idea. I mean, Kevin McCarthy is, you know, possibly one of the most powerful guys in D.C. And I did note, because he is contributing on Fox News right now, but they don't introduce him as, like, you know, this big contributor, which makes me think he's going to run for office again. That's just my two cents. That's my two cents. Now, he also took out, remember Madison Cawthorn out of North Carolina? Well, now he's running in Naples. But, you know, a lot of people have already said that they believe that was Kevin McCarthy that made sure he didn't win re-election. And I would think that he's, you know, people are right about that. All right. So would you feel safe flying if TSA agents were private contractors rather than government employees? 85% of you say yes. And you got right here on the smidgen, 14.29% of you say no. I would feel safe. You know, of course, you want to make sure there are certain safeguards in place, but I would feel safe. I think I would be fine with it. And as one of our callers mentioned, I think it was our first caller, he said, look, if you can take that bill off of the debt, the national debt, that would be great, right? If we didn't have to pay. But, you know, again, if they're contracted by the federal government, we would still, I'm sure, be paying for it. But if we could put some of this on the airlines, that would be nice. But, of course, would they raise ticket prices? I can only imagine that they would. I mean, why would they eat that charge, right? I mean, why would you do such a thing? All right. I did want to get to the next topic here, if I could. Just in case you're just joining us again, we also mentioned Kilmar Brigo-Garcia, in case you missed it. The Trump administration is ready to deport him to Liberia. His lawyer now has 2 weeks to make the case for him to not be deported at all or go to Costa Rica. So in case you missed that, that's where we are currently with Kilmar Brigo-Garcia, who I said I would never mention again, right? I did say that. Also, real quick, I'm keeping my eyes open and really on John Maples in Palm Beach. I don't know if you guys remember when I went down to speak at the Palm Beach Republican Club. John Maples, he was there. I'll post a picture on social media here in a little bit. But today is his special election. And, of course, I'm on pins and needles because I want John Maples to win, number one. And he's also Trump endorsed. But not only that, but remember the mayoral race. They had a special election in Boca about a month ago. And the Republican lost by one vote. One vote. So I did notice the Palm Beach Young Republicans, they are on top of this race. They have been door knocking, side waving, all that good stuff. They're out at the polls today for the special election. So let's wish John Maples good luck. And yes, we cannot lose the seat there in Palm Beach. Anyway, so I just wanted to mention that because today's his big day. All right, let's get into what happened in Hagerstown yesterday. Did you guys see this? Oh, of course you did. King Westmore was in Hagerstown. You know, he, Anthony Brown, and all the Democrats, you know, Congresswoman April Delaney, they're very upset that ICE could end up putting a facility in a detention center in Washington County. Now, Washington County commissioners voted to bring the facility in. The federal government's going to pay big dollars, $100 million to take over a warehouse and to build it out, even build out around the area, which would be great for the economy there. So I could see why they voted yes. But, of course, this goes against what Governor Wes Moore and some of the Democrats want. And so now they're putting up a big stake. Well, anyways, I want you to take a listen to the sound because the no ice protesters, those on Wes Moore's side, they found out that Governor Wes Moore, even though they do protest no kings, he's actually on the king's list. Take a listen.
The event was held inside a vinyl record store in Hagerstown. It also serves as an event space, and it was held amid tight security and some controversy. It was billed as a round table, but seats at the table with the governor were by invite only, and that had some other community members not happy to be left out in the cold.
They come up here to our area, but we're not allowed to, you know, be in there, hear about what they're saying.
Some protesters outside the governor's event Monday were protesting their exclusion from it. They have strong feelings about the feds buying a $100 million warehouse in their community to convert into a 1,500-bed ICE detention facility. They don't want it. But they're also ticked off that their voices were not part of the conversation taking place inside Hub Vinyl in Hagerstown.
This meeting and the way that it was set up, Zamber was commenting about the lack of transparency, etc., being open to the public.
To secure a court order to halt construction.
Billed as a round table event, it was actually rectangular, with the governor and Maryland 6th district rep, both Democrats, at the head of said table.
This is a genuine conversation, listening session, learning session, and to make sure that it's our community voices that are heard.
The other seats were invite only and filled by about two dozen participants from what organizers called a variety of community groups, including small businesses, nonprofits, law enforcement, and immigration advocates.
We are standing up to this because this is a test case for the country.
The few speakers reporters were allowed to listen to decried the Fed's lack of transparency and expressed concern the detention center plans would overwhelm already strained water and sewer infrastructure.
Our water plant is already fragile and operating at maximum pressure, yet this facility could demand 100 times its current water allocation, threatening our water supply.
The Washington County Board of Commissioners, which is elected, earlier this year passed a resolution unanimously in support of ICE. It appears that no member of that board was invited to participate in this community conversation. We asked the governor if any DHS plan supporters were invited to, or if any support was expressed during the meeting today. He said both yes and no to our answer and to our follow-up, so that answer to that question remains unclear tonight. I'm Kate Amara, TV 11 News.
Both yes and no. How did that work out? If you want to weigh in on this, of course you can. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6660. Okay, couple things stood out there. Number one, as I just mentioned, and Kate Amara has the story there, and she said they did ask whether or not anybody with an opposing view was invited to the meeting. How is it both yes and no? How is it both yes and no? And so if you heard there, she said she did follow up, but they did not get a response on the follow up. You see, this is what Governor Wes Moore does, okay? So everybody in that room opposes ICE. They're very woke, right? You hear about, you know, the environmentalists that are there. The young woman that pointed to the water. I mean, really? Meanwhile, they're bringing in, it's at $100 million. You don't think that the administration is going to make sure everything is up to snuff before they open that facility? I mean, they realize all eyes are on this facility. But at the same time, and we'll get into this when we get back, you have Sarah Elfrith, the congresswoman in the 3rd District. She was at the Baltimore facility yesterday. Now, this is just, it's not a detention center. This is just a processing facility. And we'll get into that when we get back. But the reason why she was there and why you see so many Democrats from the delegation there is because they complain and say that it's not large enough, that it's overcrowded, and it's all these things going on. Well, here you have the Trump administration be proactive, something we never see from state leaders. They're proactive and they say, all right, well, let's go ahead and make another facility within the state so that when people are being deported, Their family members do not have to leave the state to go and visit them. Their lawyers could be within the state, and they could visit them as well, and it makes it easier for everybody involved, even those that are being deported. Yet that's not good enough. I guess the governor would rather you, or rather the Trump administration and ICE, to send these people to another state as they're being processed. You see, this is the problem. This is the issues that they have. And for Governor Moore to not want to hear any opposing views, it tells you exactly where his mind is on all this. Now, when we get back, another question for this is, you know, what does this do for Congresswoman April DeLady? You know, we've talked to Mariela Rocha. We've talked to Chris Burnett. I do want to talk to Robin Ficker. Remember, the Republican ticket is stacked. We've got three great candidates that are taking on April DeLady, or even if it's David Trone, because she's got her own primary to worry about. You're telling me this is where you stand, April DeLady, against the Washington commissioners, against everybody that voted for this facility to come to town, those that believe it's going to bring economic opportunities? April DeLady, this is where you're standing on this issue? You're not too bright. We'll talk about that when we get back. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Now, whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. They have free area towing and financing available, so all you have to do is call the number. For Glen Burnie Transmissions, call 410-766-8500 or go to jbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down, so while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yoshua B.
Previously on Casey and Company, Governor Moore saying that he does not answer to the Democrat Party. He basically says he doesn't answer to the Democrat.
I don't answer party bosses. I answer to the only people who made me the governor of Maryland, which is the people of Maryland.
He said that with a straight face. He is doing the bidding of Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer on the redistricting, trying to eliminate Republican representation here with Andy Harris's seat. Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the meeting in Hagerstown. And it's funny, Governor Wes Moore, he begins the roundtable by saying, "We are here to listen to the community. And we want to hear whether or not they actually want this facility here in Washington County," because he believes they do not want an ICE detention center there that's going to bring in all kinds of economic opportunities. And Congresswoman April DeLady, she was there in the room, and apparently she feels the same way that Governor Wes Moore does. But if you recall, Washington County, they voted on this, and they voted to bring the facility to town. And so you've got Governor Moore, AG Anthony Brown, April DeLady. You've got Democrats trying to stick their nose in this situation and say, no, we don't want it because they have Trump derangement syndrome and they don't like what we're doing with illegal immigration. Now, also remember, President Trump was elected largely because of his stance on illegal immigration. And so, again, you've got Governor Moore and friends getting in the way of his campaign promises. And don't you ever forget that President Trump received over 1 million votes in the state of Maryland. Now, it's not a ton, but it's much more than he received way back in 2016 and again in 2020. I've got the phone lines here. I've got John in Savannah, Georgia. Hey, John.
Hey, it's me once again.
Hey.
Well, you mentioned the whole King thing with Governor Wes Moore.
Yep.
Well, it's funny how all these Democrat governors, and whether it be Maryland, California, New York, Massachusetts, they're all criticizing Trump for allegedly being a king. But when it comes to them, they're not bringing that whole standard to themselves either. In fact, Barack Obama acted like a king, if I remember correctly, too. And when it comes to this ICE thing, it's really apparent.
No, it is. And, you know, what's also crazy, John, is, you know, they say that some of our facilities are overcrowded, and then we try to build, you know, larger facilities so they don't have the overcrowding, and, of course, they get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, John. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. No, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's like, look, they don't want President Trump to do what, you know, many voters asked him to do. That was the mandate for the Trump administration this time around. And as I mentioned earlier, you had Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith. She actually showed up at the Baltimore City facility. Now, this is after, if you recall, this is after you had many of the delegation show up for this tour at the Mueller facility previously, and then when they showed up, they found out nobody was there. We'll take a listen to what Sarah Elfrith found out when she arrived just yesterday.
Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith returning to the ICE facility in Baltimore today, touring the George H. Fallon Federal Building and meeting with ICE officials to review the detainee process and access to resources. She says the visit is part of an ongoing oversight, spending about an hour asking questions to ensure health, safety, and due process standards are being met. Elfrith says there were 8 to 9 detainees inside during her visit, and officials outlined what they receive, including basic hygiene kits and access to attorneys and to a clergy and family notifications during transfers.
We're talking about human beings and human dignity, and we're going to follow up on every single piece of feedback we get from the community. They told us they do all these things. We're going to hold them accountable.
Well, ICE continues to say the site is a processing center, not a detention facility, and denies allegations of inhumane conditions. Meanwhile, Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has filed a lawsuit against ICE and Homeland Security, alleging possible civil rights violations at that facility.
All right. That was Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith. Now, I will say that, you know, a bunch of other reps did not show up, which, you know what, I'm surprised she showed up. But I was trying to go through the pictures on that last visit, and I didn't see her there. So maybe this was her opportunity to visit that ICE facility. But it is just a processing center. So, of course, you know, she shows up, only 8 to 9 detainees there, and they're being processed through the system. And she's saying that, oh, we're going to hold them accountable. But what is she even talking about? See, this is what's so crazy about it. You cannot hold, quote unquote, these people accountable. And at the same time, you've got Anthony Brown and Governor Wes Moore doing everything they possibly can to get in the way of the administration of having a large facility in state. So number one, you don't have inhumane conditions, but number two, so that, you know, it's a situation where even the families can visit those that are possibly being deported or even being processed. Because that was another complaint. There were many family members of illegal immigrants saying, well, you know, they sent them all the way down to Louisiana, or they sent them up to New York, and we can't, you know, travel and see them. You know, the lawyers were saying the same thing. They had to do video calls. You know, they want to keep them in state so that they can meet in person. But yet you've got Governor Moore and now Sarah Elfrith and much of the Democrats in the delegation. They're all in the way. All right, we get back and continue talking about this. I see some people want to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
For XRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Secretary of State Rubio will be heading to France to discuss a host of hot-button issues, including the Iran war with America's allies. President Trump says what he describes as productive talks with Iran could end the war soon, but Iran is denying that many discussions have even taken place. American Dennis Coyle is a free man. The academic researcher detained in Afghanistan in January of last year has now been released by the Taliban government. Federal investigators are working to determine the cause of Sunday night's deadly collision of a plane and a fire truck. It happened on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. And Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has named an energy industry executive, Alan Armstrong, to the U.S. Senate seat vacated by the new Homeland Security Secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen. The Dow's up 141 points. This is SRN News.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Top overall seed UConn breezed to its 52nd straight victory, routing ninth-seeded Syracuse 98-45 to reach the Sweet 16 in the women's NCAA tournament. Hazy Fudd scored 34 points.
I felt like I reached flow state for a second. My teammates were just finding me.
Hannah Hidalgo's near triple-double helped sixth-seeded Notre Dame upset third-seeded Ohio State. 10th-seeded Virginia became the first four team to reach the Sweet 16. NBA, no Cade Cunningham, no problem for the Pistons in a 113-110 win over the Lakers behind a career-best 30-point night from Danis Jenkins. WNBA players unanimously approved a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. And NFL, the Seahawks are making Jackson Smith and Jigba the highest-paid wide receiver on a 4-year, $168.8 million extension. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is Attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We will slowly warm back up, but first, another cool day. Sunny temperatures in the low 50s. Overcast tonight as temperatures fall back into the chilly mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday with highs in the milder upper 50s. And then on Thursday, turning mostly cloudy, but even warmer with high temperatures returning to the low 70s ahead of the rain that moves in on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best Eggs. They're just so delicious. With better nutrition, for us it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the possibility of an ICE facility, a detention center, very large, coming to Washington County there in Hagerstown. And, of course, we're also talking about Sarah Alfrith, the congresswoman from the 3rd District. She visited the Baltimore City ICE facility yesterday. Now, I did look. That facility is not even in her district. So I don't, again, you know, we saw it Fume out there previously. That is his district. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Congresswoman April Delaney was with Wes Moore yesterday, and she's in that district. But keep in mind, it's a D plus two. So whether it's Chris Burnett, Mariela Rocha, or, you know, Robin Ficker winning the primary, they still could put up a really good fight against either April Delaney or David Trone in that seat. And if you have one side that is against most of the residents that want that facility, that's even better news for Republicans. A couple people do want to weigh in on this. I'll go to the phone lines. I've got, oh, look, Terrell at Owings Mills. Hey, Terrell, how are you?
I'm doing good, you know. Rachel Maddow had something about this last night on her show, okay? She was talking about a facility in Salt Lake City, Utah, that was Donald Trump, Taco Donald, bought this facility for $150 million, and it was only worth $100 million. Okay, so it's something going on there. And she and Rachel Maddow was wondering who was getting those kicked. Who, this was $50,000 over the price, you know. So there he is, just like he wants that $200 billion, you know, for going to war with Iran. You know, who's getting this money, Kim? You know, he says the nuclear weapons have been obliterated, and he wants $200 billion more dollars. You know, so that's all I'm saying, Kim. Why does he need $200 billion? If because when we had that deal with Iran, you know, you could monitor uranium and plutonium from the ground all the way up to a nuclear warhead. Okay, in the Iran deal, which Obama made with Iran. Okay, now you can't do that. But he's going to have to go back to the same thing, like I said before. Kim, I predicted this stuff 2 weeks ago. And everything that I said is coming true. But you won't give me credit for it. You don't even want to talk to me. Go ahead.
Terrell, yes? I will say the Rachel Maddow piece, I'll start there from the beginning.
Yeah.
Who's going to get kicked back? That's a good question. And I would say, you know what, they need to make sure they take a good look at that.
We did
find out that DHS Secretary Kristi Noem spent $200 million on that campaign for, I guess, whatever that ad was that went through the airports. And apparently she's going to be brought in front of Congress for questioning.
So
I want to hear about that as well.
Yeah.
I don't like kickbacks, and so much so, we've had these conversations before, because if you remember, Donnie Olszewski, he was a county executive. He was overpaying for buildings in Towson, and we were not sure why we were paying so much for buildings. Some of them were considered move-in ready. We found out they were not move-in ready. So that money went to someone as well. We still don't have all the questions there, and the Inspector General was running out of town, but she was supposed to be eyeing that. But on top of the kind of war situation, did you feel this way with all the money going to Ukraine, and now Ukraine saying that they didn't even get half of what Joe Biden claimed they received?
Well, Kim, that was that, Joe Biden left it up to Congress. That's what Joe Biden did.
Did he not?
Well,
no. There were times where they were writing checks. Remember, we saw Nancy Pelosi going over there. And I'm not saying it was just Democrats, because Lindsey Graham went over there one time as well. So there was definitely some funny business going on there.
Well, Lindsey Graham is into every daggone thing.
Nancy Pelosi, some Democrats. So, like, let's be very honest with each other, right? It's both sides, right? It's both sides.
I know it is, because you got Michael Savage out there, Michael Savage and Stephen A. Michael Savage said that what Donald Trump could lead to World War III, you know, and he's telling Donald Trump, hey, Donald, end this war right now. And Stephen A. said, Donald, you're not winning, you know. And I heard
Stephen A. in this conversation is a bit odd.
Wait a minute. Please give me a chance.
That's a bit odd.
No, it's odd. No, you talked about Stephen A. yesterday, too.
But not Stephen A. as far as, taking advice as far as, military operations. It's Stephen A. Smith. I think he's great in the sports world. I think he's done a great job with his podcast. But then when it comes to military operations, I'm not looking at Stephen A. Smith.
He was on Como.
Ratings. He's a ratings getter.
No, but anyway, Kim, it was about winning and losing, okay? And he was saying that Donald Trump is losing this war with Iran. He said,
what I'm saying is he doesn't know. is what I'm saying.
What do you mean he don't know?
You're, hey, look, you're telling me that you don't know. Nobody's really involved in these conversations, like, you know, unless you're there in the administration, right? We just heard that Secretary Marco Rubio is on his way to France. I mean, a lot of this we don't know. Just like even before, we had no idea that VP Kamala Harris and Joe Biden weren't even speaking to Putin as he was invading Ukraine, right? They were sending all this money to Ukraine. We found out after the fact, once they left office, that they never even talked to Putin. So they were never trying to wind down what was going on. They were never trying to mediate anything. They were just sending loads of cash.
Loads of cash, Kim?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Our money.
I was on C-SPAN yesterday. Now, you're talking negative about loads of cash. Kim, don't you know that was their money? And this thing that y'all took sit up and talk
you
about.
You say the money we sent to Ukraine was their money?
You didn't send them any money, Kim. It was their money.
That's not their money. Let's go back to the amount. Let me Google. Go ahead and talk.
Kim.
Let's go back.
Kim, as a matter of fact, Kim.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Kim, as a matter of fact, that was in the Iran deal. Barack Hussein Obama.
You're talking about Iran or Ukraine?
I'm talking about both of them. What do you want to talk about?
Well, no. So the money we sent to Ukraine was not Ukraine's money.
Cash. You said palace of cash.
Yes.
That's with the Iran deal. Okay.
No. We send a bunch of money to Ukraine. I mean, we can call it cash.
Okay.
What do you want to say?
Oh, no,
you think
no,
we
said,
sent it on a Cash App?
That's different.
All right. We didn't use Cash App to send it. Regardless, it's taxpayer dollars.
Okay. All of it's taxpayer dollars.
Right.
All of it's taxpayer dollars.
That's
no
what I'm saying.
Okay. But Kim, what I'm saying is you talk about money. Joe Biden said that he was going to send money and weapons. The Congress said, no, they're not going to do it. Who was the head of Congress at the time?
Speaker McCarthy?
McCarthy said no. Okay, that's bottom line. He went the right way. Donald Trump, he ain't asked nobody. He just went to war. And now he's going up there to ask for $200 billion, something that he can't get out of right now. He don't have an exit strategy. That's where he's caught, Kim. He's caught. And you know what? That's why Iran is winning, Kim.
Terrell, you have no idea, and I'll let you go here in a second, but you have no idea. You're watching this just like everybody else. You don't have any intel.
I predicted this 2 weeks ago.
You say that all the time, Terrell.
I
mean, you say this all the time. You were predicting things with the stock market. You were wrong about that. Like, let's just be honest, okay? You know just as much about this as anybody else.
Give me a chance, please. I predicted the tariffs. I told you, Kim, that he was going to lose on the tariffs. Did I predict that right, Kim?
No, you didn't.
Oh! The tariffs are unconstitutional according to the Supreme Court, Kim. I told you that.
We have a lot of rogue judges, and
okay,
I said before that even the student loan forgiveness thing was unconstitutional, but you didn't care about that.
Kim, he is not saying anything about tariffs no more. You know why? Because he lost in the Supreme Court.
Well, okay, they put their appeal in. They're going the right way about it. The appeal is in there. They're going the right way about it.
Kim,
I mean, look, the student loan debt forgiveness, which you don't want to mention, that was also considered unconstitutional, and Biden still wrote the checks. You never bring that up, Terrell.
I'm going with what's happening now. Joe Biden has been gone for 2 years, babe.
That money's still gone, babe. Terrell, I will let you go. I'll let you go. See, this is the craziness. It's like, and I gave him the benefit of the doubt, right? You see things on both sides where you do wonder where the money is going. And I that's why I said, as far as what he said about Rachel Maddow, now, of course, I didn't watch the show. I don't watch Rachel. But if they're questioning, you know, some of the money, they're questioning some of the contracts, we have those same questions for both sides. From both sides. When Nancy Pelosi went to Ukraine, no one could seem to explain why she went. No one could seem to explain. There was nothing on paper. There were no meeting notes. Nothing. Nobody knows why she was there. Nobody knows exactly who she spoke to. And people were talking about whether or not there was money involved. She didn't have to answer to anyone. Same thing with Lindsey Graham. That's why there's a lot of Republicans today that are not happy with President Trump endorsing Lindsey Graham for re-election. He did the same thing. So I will say it's on both sides of the aisle. They get very reckless with our tax dollars. And as a Republican, no, I don't appreciate it. But we're not going to pretend like it's just one side, Terrell. That's not what we're going to do. All right. I did want to bring this to you only because this went viral. I don't know if you guys saw the murder and the allegations coming out of Southern Maryland. Now, many of you guys know I grew up in Accokeek, Maryland, and right there next to Charles County, you know, of course, you've got the Waldorf, you got La Plata, and you've got a few characters down there. You know, everybody, not everybody's the same. Well, you know, if you've ever been to Southern Maryland, you know, cornhole is a very big sport. And so there are professional cornhole players, but did you know in Southern Maryland, there is a quadruple amputee who is a cornhole champion? Yes. Quadruple amputee. You're probably thinking, well, how many limbs do I have? Well, yes, he has no legs, no arms, and he's a fantastic cornhole player. But right now, he's also being investigated for murder. And this went viral yesterday, and as soon as I saw where it was located there in Southern Maryland, they were talking about La Plata. I was like, of course, it's home, of course. Where else would it be? It's either Maryland or Florida. That's where crazy things always happen, right? Well, anyways, I want you to listen here in just a second. Dayton Weber is the name of this cornhole player, the quadruple amputee. I want you to listen to just how amazing this guy is and how he has overcome as an athlete. And then we're going to talk about the allegations he's currently facing.
I'm Dayton Weber, and I'm a professional cornhole player. I had gotten a bacterial infection when I was just 10 months old. The infection that got into my arms and legs was called Streptococcus pneumoniae. They had actually given me a 3% chance of living. And the only way that they were able to save me was by getting the infections out of my system. They had to amputate my arms and legs to keep me alive. I'm thankful for the Lord and giving those surgeons the power that he did that day to be able to make such a miracle happen. Inspiration to me is a daily driver. I believe that God put me on this planet for one reason. Everybody's got their reasons for being here, but my reason I feel like is to inspire other people just by me doing my daily task. I want them to have the sense of I can go out there and do anything I put my mind to. If they say, I want to go out and become a pro cornhole player now, I want them to look at me and be like, I can do it. I know I can. Anybody can play, anybody can win.
All right, that's Dayton Weber. And as you did you hear the accent there? See, that's another thing about Charles County, if you guys ever been down there. I mean, they sound real country. And you're like, wait a minute, you're from Maryland? Yeah, yep. All right, quadruple amputee, professional cornhole player accused of murdering someone before driving off in his Tesla. That's right. Dayton Weber, the guy you were just listening to, 27 years old, has no arms and legs, and was featured on ESPN, is accused of shooting 27-year-old Bradrick Michael Wells during an argument. Police say Weber was in his Tesla SUV when he shot Wells in the passenger seat. Now, this report's on Fox 5 if you guys want to take a look at it. He then pulled over and asked two backseat passengers, so there were witnesses, to help pull Wells out of the car. They refused and got out of the car before calling the police. Now, Dayton Weber then allegedly drove off with Wells' body still in the car, right? So he's in his Tesla SUV driving off. It's completely unclear, but somehow, some way, Weber was able to fire a weapon considering he doesn't have fingers. We'll get into that in just a second. All right, the Charles County Sheriff's Office, they put out a statement saying it's early in the investigation, but there's no evidence to suggest anyone else was involved in the shooting and that he acted alone. Now, Dayton Weber is facing first and second degree murder charges, and they're also saying that somehow, someway, he also got rid of the body. All right, so Dayton Weber, I said I'd get back to this. If you just type his name in, there are other videos that come up besides him playing cornhole. This guy is an excellent shooter with no arms and no legs, okay? I watched the video myself of him doing target practice with a handgun. He's phenomenal. No wonder he's such a good cornhole player. Again, he has no hands at all. So, of course, everybody's like, wait a minute. So how did he pull the trigger? Well, if you watch one of the videos, you can see he's somehow able to maneuver the gun and that he's able to shoot it while still holding it. Because think about the kickback on some of these guns. Because he even had one video where he has a rifle in his hand. Well, not his hand, but you know what I'm saying. So he's got the kickback on and everything, and he still is hitting the target. He's shooting very well. And again, no hands, no legs. I was shocked when it said a Tesla SUV. So is he jumping out of an SUV, in and out of an SUV every day? Maybe it has a lift or something on it. All I know this is this Dayton Weber, apparently, they do in fact believe that he is the murder suspect, or he's, you know, he actually committed this crime, because as it mentioned, there were two witnesses in the backseat that said he in fact did it. And apparently when they got out of the backseat, they immediately called police. So they didn't even wait. They got out of the car and called police right at that moment. So of course there was still, you know, head scratching, like, wait a minute, well, where's the body? Because by the time they caught up with him, which was fairly quickly, according to reports, the body was gone. Anyways, I wanted to just bring that to you as a viral story, but it's actually, it looks like it's an impossible situation. I will be interested to see what his defense attorneys come up with in the courtroom. I mean, because anybody could say, you know, look, my client's a quadruple amputee. You're telling me he shot this person and then got rid of the body by himself? I would say, come on, it's got to be a joke. Right? If you're his lawyer, I mean, I would fight this thing tooth and nail. Oh, wow. Anyways, this has been going viral. It went viral last night, and I saw it, and I saw Charles County, and I was like, of course. Of course. Anyways, we get back. Like I said, I'll take a look, and I'll make sure I keep my eye on that. We get back. I do have a little update here on Joe Kent I wanted to give to you before we go today, so stay right there. Real quick, I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and that's why I do too. Now, the AES motto is still the same. Don't worry. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. So call AES Builders at 410-574-4400, or you can visit online at aeshome.us.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
The Rob Carson Show. Tuesday on the show, the FBI raided Fulton County for 2020 election ballots. Turns out a whole bunch of those ballots were disappeared. Nothing to see here. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I should have known you guys were going to be funny in this moment. I should have known. We were talking about the quadruple amputee, Dayton Weber. He's being accused of murdering someone with a gun and then somehow disposing of the body. Marty in the text line. You know what? You guys are all jokesters. Marty in the text line. From what I understand, he'll be convicted because he doesn't have a leg to stand on. Marty. Marty! I'm not laughing at that, Marty. Oh, a texter says, an unarmed man using a handgun? Let that sink in. You guys, you know what? I cannot. Let's see, some people weighing in. It says, weighing in on Terrell's comments. Yeah, look, and I'm not one to deny when Republicans are doing things that are definitely shady. And I've seen some shady things in my day, for sure. And I'll call it out. And when it comes to our tax dollars, I'm definitely calling it out. And so, yes, there are some contracts going out where I think, wow, where is that money going? Who's getting the kickback? Why are we doing this? I see it all the time. And I see it on both sides. Daniel in the text line says, how does a person with no arms or legs become guilty of murder? Yeah, Daniel, it's pretty wild. I don't know what's going on there for sure. Let's see. And Joe from Bmore says, a car records everything inside and out as well. Tracks location. It's all recorded. Joe from Bmore, great point. The Tesla SUV. Yeah, so that, yeah, because did he, yeah, you know what, Joe, you're right. So we, you know what, we might actually get the video and see how he disposed of the body. You know what, I assume that he must have stopped by someone's house and asked for help. I think somebody knows something. Brian, the producer, do you think this guy pulled his body out of the car and drug it somewhere with his teeth? Brian. All right. I'm not doing this. All right. I will keep my eye on the story. All right. I did want to mention Joe Kent, seemingly, when he's the counterterrorism director that recently resigned from Trump's administration. He did say that he believed that Iran was no imminent threat. That's what he posted in his resignation letter. I just want to note that he seemingly changed his opinion on Trump and what's going on in Iran. He did post on X yesterday that he believed that Trump was doing a great job, but he has nothing but confidence in him getting us out of this war. I thought that was interesting. Also, when it comes to him being accused of leaking, apparently that part of it's heating up. Andrew Covet with Turning Point, he has revealed that the screenshots that were going around of Charlie Kirk and some of his last messages before he was killed, apparently those screenshots out of the group chat were taken by Andrew Covet. He did admit that on Charlie Kirk's podcast yesterday, and he said that he actually sent those screenshots to Joe Kent because at the time he was a part of the investigation in the very early stages, along with Kash Patel and Dan Bongino and others. So he sent those text messages to Joe Kent. So Andrew Covet says, yeah, I mean, he said either Joe Kent sent them out, and that's how, you know, they appeared on, like, Candace Owens' podcast and everywhere else, or he said, or somebody on his team sent them out. But he did, in fact, send them to Joe Kent. And remember, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, and you don't usually see her getting angry and involved in gossip, but remember, she posted online that Joe Kent is being accused of leaking, and she felt strongly that he was, in fact, a leaker at the Department of Interior. So I wanted to just put that out there. Of course, we'll talk more about that later in the week, I'm sure. I got to see if John Maples is going to win his special election there in Palm Beach. I got to check that out. You got so much more to discuss tomorrow. Brian, the producer, you're funny. And thank you for a great show as well. We'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.